much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I should have guessed. It's too early for this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
When your life looks at you funny, take the fast lane.
That's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
You know, if you mess with the bull, go for the gold.
This is the reason God invented celebrities.
When life throws you a curveball, lemonade.
He has all three major kinds of retardation.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
It's so rich and creamy, and I love that it's all natural.
And now,
we see you girls checking out the front of our trunks. We see you girls looking at our junk, then checking out our rumps, then back to our sugar lumps.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, I miss Flight of the Conchords, and I'm fearful that it's not coming back.
Me too. That's such a good show.
Yep.
Although, and I love that little I Like Turtles kid, though. That video, for some reason, cracks me up every single time.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
He's the best. He's the best. By the way, speaking of the best, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. You can call us right now. Get on the air at 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Got a couple of lines open for you right now. Speaking of the best, I'm on hotchickseatingtacos.com this morning, like I do.
Yeah.
And our own Lisa May has her photo up there now.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And, I'm giving it to a taco.
What kind of taco are you giving it to?
Fish.
Pretty much.
Fish taco.
It is exceptional technique. I mean, Lisa's the only girl I've ever seen who licks the taco before she eats it.
Well, it makes the taco happier.
She's a tease. You know that about her.
I want everyone
to be happy at the end.
I would have.
Right.
Easy in, easy out, easy lube.
Okay, I'm done with that. I could have done without the teeth, though. That was the most painful part of the photo spread, was seeing Lisa with the teeth. It was, it was Jaws-like to see her attack that and tear apart that taco.
She was eating.
I was eating.
In the end.
I know. I wish there was a way she could just gum her taco.
Just kind of pinch the tip. It'll split. And you peel it out like that.
All right. That's what she did. But anyway, hotchickseatingtacos.com. They've set up – we had these guys on the show this week, and they've set up a celebrity section. I think Lisa May is the first or second celebrity on the page.
Celebrity. It's Kevin's picture on first the wall of Jamba Juice.
There's no such thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think there is.
It does not exist.
But it is awesome.
Making that up.
Very funny.
And Miss Cleo, by the way, very depressed this morning. Why? Mike, tell everybody why.
Was she upset? She's upset that she doesn't look cuter for Jeremy Piven.
I just heard her make a noise in the other room.
Did she not realize he was coming in? Or
she did.
She forgot, I think.
I think she forgot. But as I told her, I said, the end result is the same whether you are wearing sweats or a Vera Wang gown. He's not going to pay attention to you because he had sex with 6 models on his way in here to the show. So it doesn't really matter in the end.
Well, that's probably true. It's a little harsh for poor Miss Cleo, but that's probably true.
Well, come on. It's the truth for every girl in here. Pretty much.
Yeah.
These radio people that think they have a chance with celebrity guests to come in, that
pathetic.
Get all gooey. I know, it is. It really is. Like, Miss Cleo should understand professionalism, is what I'm saying.
Remember when Bean used to bring his razor and he used to shave before guests came? Yeah. Oh, I got to go shave. Like, that would help anything.
Well, every once in a while, you'll see a story where a celebrity will marry a waiter. I mean, it does happen. Occasionally, sparks fly. You just have to be prepared for that.
Okay. Right.
It's not what's the old the business expression? I don't even remember it very well, but it's something about it's not luck, it's preparation plus opportunity or something like that. You just have to be in the right place at the right time, and maybe things will happen.
Right.
You don't know.
Why is that the case for you but not for Miss Cleo?
Good point.
Well, look at her and look at him. That's all I'm saying.
But look at you.
But look at you and look at anyone.
I'm just saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're just
Cleo, show me your boobs.
Exactly. That's what she needs to do. That's the answer. At least she's got a go-to.
You can't help that. They're there.
I guarantee if she answered phones today topless, Jeremy Piven would never forget her.
Well, it's certainly
the rest of his life.
I would think it's certainly worth a try.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We put you on the air, and we give you a prize just for doing it.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Today you get a three-day pass to Caged Inc., which is coming to the Fairplex in Pomona. It is this weekend. For the first time ever under one roof, Caged Inc. takes over the Pomona Fairplex with a huge tattoo expo with world-renowned artists, Battle of the Bands competition, skateboarding, BMX demos, Kevin, live paintball action.
Love.
MMA cage fights.
Love.
Alien Ant Farm is going to be there. Tito Ortiz, the Suicide Girls. I mean, come on. That's an event right there. And that's what you get for being on the air with Kevin being What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with Mike. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. What It Do, Nephew?
What It Do, Mike?
And I don't know. Yesterday I was watching TV, and I saw the Teen Choice Awards.
Right.
And I saw the award, a Twitter award.
Yeah.
That was given Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, an award for Twittering.
What?
Oh, they had an award for the best Twitterer?
Yeah, for the best Twitterer. I guess it had the most following, and they pretty much gave it to Ellen DeGeneres. But I mean, an award for Twittering. I mean, what's so special about Twittering aside just from like talking a bunch of people about daily life?
Well,
again,
I didn't see the show, so I don't understand what their criteria is for the award. It would surprise me if Ellen won for most followers, because Ashton Kutcher has way more followers than Ellen.
Dave said in my headphones, it's the best tweet. So I don't think it's a continuous Twittering award. I think it's one time.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's weird.
No, that's worthy of an award, though.
I mean, the Teen Choice Awards is BS anyway. I mean, they just make, you know, stuff up anyway. But there are people who are good tweeters. There are people who are very, very entertaining, and, you know, people enjoy reading them.
And then there's most everyone else.
And then there's most everyone else. Right, exactly. But, yeah, I did not see that.
Do you see, what's her name, Hannah Montana? Miley Cyrus,
on the pole,
stripper pole.
Oh yeah, I
went and saw that again yesterday after the show, and it's she brings out a stripper pole.
She does.
That
how old is she now?
I think 15 or 16.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the pole.
Yeah, she is going to be naked one day after her 18th birthday. There's no question which direction she's headed. She loves this stuff.
But how could there not be somebody at the Teen Choice Awards that goes, maybe not the best idea for this crowd? You know, all of which are pretty much 12-year-olds. For you to come out with a stripper pole.
Yeah, I don't...
Seems a little inappropriate.
You might be heading to the pole, but give it a couple of years until you're actually legal.
Right.
And then maybe you can go right to the pole then. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hey.
What'd it do?
What's going on?
You tell us.
Well, 3 weeks ago, I drove 4 hours north up to... San Luis Obispo and walked into my girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend in bed together.
Nice. Is that why you went up there?
To go check him in bed? No, but that's what I found.
Well, no, but
did she know you were going to be there?
Not technically, no.
Obviously, well, then that's on you.
100%. Yeah, I wasn't coming.
Yeah,
that's on you then.
Yeah, we've always said don't come home early.
Yep.
Don't surprise your better half, because honestly, you don't want to know.
Yep.
Aren't you sorry you did it?
No. I'm glad it didn't go on any longer.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, nicely done. Nicely played.
I think she was making the right call. Just based on what little I know about you, I think she probably traded up.
All right. Let's go to Gabe. Hey, Gabe. What'd it do?
What'd it do, Kevin and Bean?
What's going on?
Hey, did you guys hear about the hockey player in Buffalo who beat up the cab driver over a whole 20 cents?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what was it? Just that the cab driver thought he owed 20 cents more?
No, it was that the cab fare was $13.80. He gave him $15, and he only had a dollar for change.
Oh, I see.
And, well, the best part of it is, though, is that when the cab driver told him that he didn't have the change, you know what the player said?
Right.
Don't you know who I am?
Oh, no.
That's the best.
Really? Like, that makes a difference in how much change the guy has.
And he wasn't going to tip him?
Apparently not. Apparently, you know, when you make millions and millions of dollars, you can still be a great big cheapo.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And he, like, beat the cabbie in the face or something? I mean, it was crazy.
Well, listen, you can't just let 20 cents go.
Has to on.
You know what I mean? Yes. In this economy,
things happen.
Every penny counts.
If only Psycho Mike had been there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Patrick Kane is his name. He plays for the Chicago Blackhawks, and I guess they haven't announced, at least that I've heard, what the disciplinary action is going to be on that, if any. But, yeah, that's a pretty embarrassing story. I'm just guessing somebody was really drunk. That's my guess.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Yeah. And it's the cab driver. Yeah, is my guess.
If I remember correctly, this was, like, in the middle. It was, like, 3 in the morning. So, you get them.
That's so weird, though. I mean, I don't think alcohol makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do. It might fuel your whatever you do.
Your rage. Yeah. Yeah.
But 20 cents, don't you just go, all right.
He owed him more. He owed him a tip, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, probably. Probably.
It's also weird that he plays for the Blackhawks, yet he chooses to live in Buffalo in the offseason.
Like, yeah, that is that terrible.
How do you not live in Chicago in the offseason?
Buffalo's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably okay in the summer, I guess. Right. But it's not Chicago.
Yeah, not even close.
If you play there, it seems like, and you get way more tail being recognizable in Chicago if you're on the freaking Blackhawks.
Because they wouldn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
20 cents, that's strong right there. That's a reason to get in a fight.
Gabe, thanks for the call.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have, we're going to try and find the manliest names that are out there. We have a list of the top 10 manliest names. And they're ridiculously, just like over the top manly.
It is awesome. Right before you came in, I was talking to Psycho Mike about a new Mariners pitcher debuting tonight, his first start. His name is Doug Fister.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know if that makes the most manly name, but it makes some list somewhere.
He's my friend.
So does the back of his jersey just say his last name?
It says Fister.
That's the best.
And every time he walks to the mound, the whole crowd is probably going to yell, I don't even know her. I'm predicting that.
No, they'll chant his last name. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so imagine what it's like
number
growing
69?
Up as a... As a Fister? No, yeah. I'm afraid not.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So I don't know if Doug's going to make the list, but I am excited to hear some of the other names that did.
I like it. We also have a listener to the Kevin and Bean Show who's in love with Psycho Mike, and we're going to have him in today into the studio.
Finally. Mike, are you willing to go out on a date with this Kevin and Bean listener? He's been a fan for a long time.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't really see any downside except for maybe date rape. But like you said, he's been a listener for a long time and a constant contributor. It seems like a nice guy.
All right. And if he deserves it, you'll give it up, right? I mean, you're not cheap that way. You're not stingy.
That's true.
Okay.
That's
true. All right.
He dropped something on the floor, and I think I know what it is. It's your vagina.
So we're going to tell you about Snuggies for dogs today.
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
And how much they can
Lisa
suck.
Lisa says, oh, dear God, as if she hasn't already ordered one.
I have sweaters for my dogs. I don't really need a Snuggie.
When you hear how much better the Snuggie is than the sweater, you're going to realize it's been a dog abuse putting your poor little dogs in sweaters all these years.
Your dog's paws can get caught. Did you not know that?
Well.
But not in the dog's Snuggie.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's very exciting. We also have tickets for the Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em at Bardo Singles Party, which is happening Friday night. We'll give out a bunch of those tickets today as well. And we have in studio Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Star of Entourage and star of this new movie, The Goods. Which looks fantastic.
It does.
So he's going to be in our studios today. A quick break, and Ralph Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday now. What's going on?
As we have Jeremy Piven coming up on the show today.
Yes.
I watched Entourage last night. I had T-Vote it from a Sunday night. And I am a staunch defender of that show.
Right.
A lot of people have seemed to have, there's a bit of a backlash this year up against Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
But something's got to happen this season.
Yeah.
Are you watching it all?
It was the Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, has anything happened yet this season? Or is it pretty much just Eric bitching and we're just waiting for Vince to go to work or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they're meeting a celebrity. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Ari's partner is crazy.
Is this you hate Tom Brady, though? Is that what this is?
No, I thought actually, he's not a good actor, obviously, but I thought that was sort of a funny bit where Turtle sort of comes around on Tom Brady. But I said, boy, nothing has happened really this season.
Yeah, that's true.
And why is Eric dating the Joker? I wondered that, too.
That's another good question.
That scrawny broad with that face? She's scary.
Where do we know her from?
She was in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh,
she was sort of the stuck-up girl, remember, in that movie?
Yes, yes, yes.
But, boy, she sure does smile a lot.
She does.
If you're a fan of her, I think her name, Alexis Ziena is her name, the actress.
Yes.
She's way naked in Steve Zissou, that movie with the...
Oh, yeah.
She gets way naked.
But she looks like a teenage boy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. That's what we know
that's
what
you
Mike
like. Remembers her.
What's the difference between naked and way naked?
Well, I mean, like,
they take
like,
her skin off. She's like muscle. Okay. You see muscle and bone.
Just bone.
That's how naked she is.
I think maybe it's not just a peep. I mean, it's actually a scene where she's walking around or doing something naked, I think.
I got you.
Just saying, do something. Entourage? That's what I'm saying.
Have a plot point? Have something move? Have something happen?
That's all. Speaking of TV shows, the cast of Brothers and Sisters.
Yes.
Right. Like there's a show called that.
Yes.
Got a surprise break from production last week after a swine flu outbreak on the set.
Yes.
Apparently, Sally Field, Rob Lowe, Rachel Griffiths, Calista Flockhart, and other people in Lisa's imagination were told to stay home because a member of the production crew contracted the H1N1 virus, and doctors thought it would be safer to have everyone stay away.
That is awesome.
Wow. What's funny is when the swine flu first broke, remember that first week? It was crazy.
Madness.
75 stories an hour about that. Then after that week, it just died down. Now there's actually swine flu.
People are actually getting it. And no one's talking about it.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
There wouldn't be a swine flu if we treated the pigs better.
Derek Hough. You know, he's broken up with Shannon Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Is that Hassel's brother?
No. Derek Hough is the brother of Juliana Hough. Of the Dancing Houghs on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they danced together.
Right. Yeah. They danced together. Shannon Elizabeth and Derek danced together and fell deeply in love. But apparently that's all over. And apparently, Derek is taking it rough. Still grieving over his broken relationship with Shannon. Paparazzi caught him looking a little lonely over the weekend when he headed out of a tanning salon and then jumped on his skateboard and rode to a local mall. Who is he, Zach and Cody? Who is this guy? What the hell? Buy a car. Stop being a nerd.
There are ways to get women.
That's not one of them.
Yeah.
Going like when you're the Dog Towns of Z boys. What?
Or whatever that's called.
Whatever that's called. Grow a pair is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning. She apparently is dating. What are you grimacing about over there, Psycho Mike?
Like the bell.
She's 15 years old. Time a lot of young girls start dating. What? Why can't she date?
If she's 15, I thought she was like 12.
Apparently, she is dating Freddie Highmore, the actor from Charlie and the Charlie Factory. And Neverland, very talented kid. He is 17 years old. And apparently, they're all sweet on each other, and that's just adorable. Speaking of which, Dakota Fanning will be seen in a lesbian love scene with Kristen Stewart in that Runaways movie. So you got that going for you.
That is not sexy.
No, it's not on any level.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of sexy, Kendra Wilkinson. You remember her? She was Hep's old girlfriend?
Sure.
Yep. Right.
Who married professional football player Hank Baskett?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she is concerned because she's pregnant and getting fat. So she has demanded that her husband be home every night by 9 p.m. so she knows where he is at all times.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. Because she's insecure about her body. Here's a woman who's traded on her looks her whole life.
Yeah.
Now she's putting on the pregnancy weight. She's starting to feel a little insecure, so she's demanding he punch in by 9 p.m. every night so she knows where he is.
Wow.
Good times. And you have to talk to her when you get home.
What?
And then she laughs while you're talking to her.
Wow. That's rough.
That's the kind of structure an NFL player enjoys, though, is being by 9 at night.
Well, they like curfews.
Sure.
I'm sure Andy Reid gives him a curfew, and he's got to, be in the room by then.
Then you got that. It's a little
murder.
Yeah, definitely murder in there. The Fox Network has announced a 2-hour documentary special on Octomom.
Yay!
Is there more to tell?
Oh, yes, Kevin. We hardly know anything about this woman.
Don't we know enough?
No. Oh. We have just scratched the surface. We have just seen the tip of her icebergs. Apparently, the documentary will be called Octomom, The Incredible Unseen Footage.
Incredible Unseen Footage? Home movies or something?
I'm hoping for a uterus cam.
This is not going to be good.
That's the only thing I can imagine we haven't seen about this woman yet.
Mm.
Look for it August 19th, next Wednesday. You can check that out.
Or don't.
Or don't.
No!
Yeah.
No!
I think Kevin's on to something, which is we really haven't seen how the household functions with all those kids. And maybe that's the appeal.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Appeal in quotes?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many of those shows now with multiple kids. I mean, there must be some appetite from the public for those kind of programs.
Not interested!
And I'm concerned. Apparently the Spider-Man musical's in trouble.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark with music by Bono and the Edge.
Turn Off the Dark.
That's the name of it.
Wow. Oh, geez.
With music by Bono and the Edge is having a major cash flow problem.
Hmm.
One of the producers of the show has said the $45 million musical is temporarily on hold while they look for other financial resources.
Game.
They're still hopeful, though, that the show will begin previews beginning in February of next year. You'll be able to see Spider-Man singing and swinging from his webs on stage.
Would you go see that?
In a heartbeat.
That's what I thought.
Come on.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Is it emo Spider-Man?
The
is that
musical,
the one?
Well, it's a musical. What do you
yeah,
think?
I guess so.
What are the odds? And it's official. Brooks and Dunn are finished. I don't know. I don't know who they are, but I know they're a country and western group, and they're breaking up. That's one down, baby. One down.
Bean, you know country western.
They are, I mean, they've been one of the most successful acts in the history of country music. They've had dozens and dozens of number one hits, 20 albums. I mean, they're, you know, it's an A-plus celebrity band.
Well, they're getting played off.
Keyboard Cat, yeah,
saying goodbye to Brooks and Dunn.
Wow.
They've officially announced they're splitting up after 20 years of horrible music and gun racks and trucks and wives and cheating and drinking. They're out.
They are out.
One down, baby.
I don't think everyone's going to follow. I think that's
them. This is the domino. This is the domino that's going to be tipped over, and eventually they're all going to split up. Carey and Underwood, they're going to split up. All those country bands.
That's just one person.
All right,
I hear George and Strait hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear. Absolutely. Those guys are at each other's throats. They could barely be on the same stage.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Joe Rogan, our buddy.
Yeah! Yeah!
Of course, announcer for UFC and Fear Factor News Radio, an accomplished comedian, 42 years old.
Oh, man! Oh, man! Oh, man!
That's the kind of play-by-play you get when Joe's calling a fight.
Actress Ashley Jensen, who was so funny on Extras with Ricky Gervais and now could be seen on Ugly Betty. She's 41 years old
She's
today.
Scottish or whatever? Mm-hmm.
She is
Irish?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris Kelly of Criss Cross, make you want to...
Yeah, jump.
He is 31 years old. Rapper Asher Roth celebrates his 24th birthday, and wrestler, actor, host, thespian, proponent of eating fruit, Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Celebrates his 56th birthday today, so we wish the Hulkster the best.
Or the best.
Hulkster, how are you going to celebrate your birthday this year, Hulkster?
I'm going to find another woman that looks just like my wife, brother.
Nicely done.
All right, you got an hour. Come up with something. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Mike, what is the what's the plan when you head out to the red carpet events with the Kevin and Bean microphone? What is the goal? What is it you're hoping to accomplish?
To talk to celebrities and interesting people and find out interesting things about them.
Yeah, they put them on the red carpet, and then the celebrities walk by, and they do their interviews and kind of catch up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And does that ever happen?
Well, not as often as I would like.
Sure.
I mean, I'm looking in the file here, and I see Psycho Mike's hard-hitting interview with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan!
He has a definite approach, and then, of course, remember when Mike sat down for that extensive five-part interview with Diddy?
Diddy! I watched you pee on the internet!
Okay, at least he had something to say.
Sure.
Not long ago, Psycho Mike got Audrina Patridge from The Hills.
Audrina! Audrina! Audrina, real quick. Audrina.
And every time Mike comes back, we go, well, Mike, you didn't talk to anybody. And he says, well, I did the best I could, but next time I'm
going to
get him.
I see where you're going with this, Bean, and I'm here to tell you that Mike scored this time.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, he put in the work. Yeah. He did the research.
Wow.
Oh, where?
He had questions.
What are you talking about? Because the only interviews I have are him screaming at celebrities who may or may not be there at interviews that may or may not have been conducted in his bedroom.
Until today, right.
Kevin's right. When Dave the King of Mexico and I hit the green carpet of the Teen Choice Awards representing the Kevin and Bean Show, we were way more successful.
You were
this time
on
around.
It.
This was really – this was a whole new direction for us as journalists.
Okay.
The Kardashian sisters, sans Kim, walked down.
Okay.
And well, I couldn't believe the conversation that we had with them.
Hey, girls.
No, you can't say hi.
Armenian pride, huh? Glendale!
Well, we don't hear anything from... Where are they? Where's Courtney and Chloe and Kathy and whoever else they've got?
I wasn't allowed to talk to them,
Chloe said. Was that a PR person that said you can't talk to them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they had their own little handler, and they had Chloe on a leash, and it was...
Okay, so that didn't go as well.
Kim came down about 5 minutes later.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, she has her own set of handlers and whatnot. So I figured since I struck out with
the Kardashian sisters sans Kim, mm-hmm. maybe Kim would give us a little
love. Of course.
Kim. Kim. Kardashian clan. Kardashian. Wendell. Hummus kebab. Shawarma tabbouleh. Huh?
I don't know why I went like that.
That's true. So she didn't stop either?
No.
Hmm.
No.
She doesn't speak, neither do you, but she doesn't speak Armenian. I don't know how that helps you. I don't know how that brings her over to where you're at.
Well, I hoped it was something unique and different that other people on the green carpet didn't do that might turn her towards the Kevin and Bean show.
And how did that work out?
Well, it didn't work out at all.
Okay. All right.
Do you ever, I don't know, ask questions of the people? Maybe that's an approach.
They have to be somewhere within answering range, though, Bean, for him to ask a question.
He's just trying to get there first. Right.
You just scream at him. Okay.
And trying to get their attention.
The problem might be is that not only are we low on the totem pole of media and we get buried, but also by the time any of these bigger name celebrities get there, I've already built up so much ill will with all the publicists and other people in the media by screaming my head off and acting like a complete jackass.
Yeah, maybe we're sending the wrong guy.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe that's the problem, because that is what happens. They get out of the limos, and then they go to Entertainment Tonight, and then they go to Extra, you know what I mean? And then they go to TMZ, and then they just keep right down the line until us, and by that time they're tired of it, and we're at a little radio show, and blah, blah, blah.
And everybody else really is kind of competing for it, and they're all screaming, Us Weekly, please, Kim, and they're screaming, so you kind of got to try to do what you can to separate yourself. But Miley Cyrus came down, and she probably is like the biggest star of that event.
Sure.
When you're talking about Teen Choice Awards, the first person that maybe comes to my head was Miley Cyrus.
And you didn't know she was going to be on a stripper pole at that point.
I didn't. So I was really excited, and I was really motivated to get this interview.
Miley, come on!
Hi, Miley!
Miley, Kevin and Bean Show, come on, Miley!
Damn it. Okay. So that didn't go quite as well as you'd hope.
I would call that a swing and a miss.
But you scored on the next one.
Selena Gomez.
Okay.
You might not be aware of her. She's a child star. Beautiful, likable girl. I was really pleased that she came over and gave us this interview.
Selena! Selena! Come on. Come back here. We need to talk to you. Selena.
You're so pathetic.
Yeah.
You're so pathetic at the end of the carpet yelling at people and no one paying attention.
You're exactly right, Kevin. And at that point, I was feeling very depressed.
Pretty down.
And I actually was feeling pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that when Zac Efron came down right towards the end of the event, the event's
now we got a payoff,
that he took the time to come over and make up for all the other disappointment throughout the day.
Zac! Where'd you go? Mr. Efron! Did you get my letters? Zac!
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, no.
And that's it?
Thus concludes Dave and I's afternoon at the Teen Choice Awards.
Well, I'm well worth it. Well worth it.
Got an email from a listener who knows a guy in Hermosa named Duke Best. That's a pretty sweet. That's a pretty sweet and pretty manly name. So I think that's going to be a great conversation. Look, I don't get the Snuggies. I know Ralph loves the Snuggie. A lot of people like the Snuggie. The Snuggie is the blanket with the arms, and
because your arms can get trapped under blankets.
Yes,
they do make it sound in the commercial like people have died because they've been on their couch with a blanket on and haven't been able to unfurl. They
blankets,
do make it sound
blankets
like
are instant death.
They're killing. So we've kind of accepted the fact that Snuggies are here to stay for whatever reason. People like the Snuggie, and Psycho Mike and his band of the Poncho Patrol have not done anything to fight back. They've not done anything to stamp it out like they promised they would. But now it's gone another step. Now we've gone beyond the Snuggie for you and me, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Snuggie for dogs is now here.
The Snuggie for dogs.
That now, confuses me, because the thing about the Snuggie is it's open in the back.
Right.
Right? Well, if it was open in the back on a dog, it would just fall off.
Well, I'm sure then it's not.
That makes it different than a sweater.
Nothing. That's the thing. Here's the thing about pet
parents. Let's not jump to conclusions, because I think they point out some differences between the Snuggie and the sweater in the commercial.
Here's the thing about people that treat their animals like kids, pet parents. They don't have a grip on exactly what's going on, and this sounds good to them.
Your dog needs to go out, but it's a cold, chilly night. A pet sweater could help, but they pull and they're tight.
How hard are your sweaters to put on your dogs? Whoa. They pull and they're tight.
They're not that hard to put on.
You hear the dog? Hates it.
Well, I think in the commercial, you have to see it. We have to get Dave to put the video up on KevinDeBean.com. I think in the commercial, they put a tiny, tiny, tiny little sweater on this dog that they basically have to force over his head. And of course he's squealing. Of course he's miserable.
You know why he doesn't want a sweater?
It's cold outside.
Yeah, sure is.
Dogs do get cold.
Yeah, that's right. That's because we live in Minneapolis. Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't.
My dogs get cold.
No, they don't. They have hair. Dogs have hair. Well, they have hair.
Keep it short.
And putting them on can be a battle of wills.
You know why? Your dog doesn't want it. That's why it's a battle of wills. Your dog doesn't want a sweater.
So how do you keep your dog warm when they're feeling a chill? Now there's Snuggie Dog, the little blanket with sleeves designed to fit your dog. Just like the Snuggie you love, Snuggie Dog is made of ultra-soft fleece to keep your pet totally warm when out in the chilly air. So they can enjoy a walk or have some fun playing in the yard.
Yeah, that's what happens. Dogs play in the yard in a Snuggie. They're not going to get a little warm. As they jump around and run and chase things and go after a stick, they're going to be sweating their balls off.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Come on now. Let's think this through.
You're forgetting in this commercial, it's cold and chilly outside. I mean, they do set the commercial at the North Pole.
And look, pets love the warmth and comfort of their Snuggie indoors, too, while they take a nap or spend some time cuddled up with you. So warm and comfy, they'll never want to take it off.
Yeah, they'll never want to take it off. Not that they could, because they're dogs. What's wrong with this woman? And by the way, this woman, to me, is the voice equivalent of a clown. She's too happy.
There's something, she is. She's got that in
there's
her voice.
Just, there's something wrong. She's hiding something.
Dogs love it.
Yeah, she's evil.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Dave, the King of Mexico, did put the video up.
Good.
Unlike traditional dog sweaters, you have to force over your dog's head.
Right, you don't have to do that, though. You don't have to force sweaters over their head.
How does this work?
Stuff their legs through tight little sleeves. Snuggie Dog goes on the easy way with roomy sleeves, and it attaches securely in seconds.
Don't know.
They don't tell you?
No,
you can't
no, they
tell
do.
From the
you
picture.
Can see it, I'm sure.
They show it. They show it in the video. I think that you wrap it around under their belly or something like that. I think you're able to attach it that way. So it doesn't go over their head, in other words.
Okay.
This is such a classic sales job in that they've convinced you that there's a huge need for this when there really isn't at all. You can either take your dogs out, or if you're the kind of person to put a sweater on them, fine.
Put a sweater on them.
Right.
I think those are the people they're going for. They're going for the people like Lisa who believe dogs need sweaters, and they're trying to show that there is an easier, simpler way than a sweater. I think that's the market here.
So they're talking right to Lisa.
Yeah, and I'm not buying. So
you're
what does that tell
buy.
You? I have a sweater. It's fine. That's all I need.
You're
it's
not a battle
buy.
Of wills when you try to put that
it's
sweater
not
on your dog?
Really. She's okay. Her paws don't really get caught. It's not squeezing the life out of her. I bought the right size.
What if your dog wants to have a cup of coffee or use the TV remote, though?
Yeah, what about that?
Without
that
a Snuggie.
Is a good point.
How does she get her paws out?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So Snuggie for dogs is now.
It's snowing like dogs.
Well, right. I don't even know what that means or if there's a separate Snuggie for snow. They don't even say that.
So they also have designer Snuggies. They have Snuggies for kids. They have college Snuggie. And they have custom Snuggies.
College Snuggie.
Yeah, so
is
you can
different?
Get. Yeah, so, you know, if you can get your college, you know, insignia on it.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So that's that's available as well, not just Snuggie for dogs.
They have cornered the market.
They have.
My dog only went to high school. My dog didn't even go to college. So.
Well, I can see that. So there's a place called NetLingo. So that if you don't know what some of the texting, you know, shorthand is, you could actually go there and find out. There's a big article on how parents are a little worried that their kids are having conversations that they don't understand.
I'm sure they are.
So so basically, they go to NetLingo, and it tells them, you know, that Wombat, W-O-M-B-A-T, is waste of money, brains, and time.
Oh,
that's what that means.
I didn't know that.
I had not heard that.
Everybody knows LOL, OMG, OMFG, you know. TTYL, talk to you later, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But I didn't know, and I'm so glad I saw this article, I didn't realize that GNOC was so popular, which is get naked on camera, because that's what I can start using. I didn't know that was out there. That's
nice. There's POS, and that means one thing to me, but I guess in texting that means parents over shoulder.
Oh.
So you have to be careful what you're typing or what you're, you know, reading or whatever.
That's funny.
So
basically, NetLingo, it sounds like, is a resource predominantly for parents right. who want to make sure that they understand what their kids are doing on their phones.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Well, let's find out how big a problem this is and what else we need to know about it. Maybe this is good information for you, the Kevin and Bean listener. We have lined up from NetLingo, Mr. Clark Murphy joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Clark, how are you?
HKAB.
HKAB.
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
Now, we're not texting right now. We're on the phone. Could we just speak in English?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Sure.
Is this a huge problem, Clark?
You know, it's funny, Kevin. You mentioned that everyone knows what LOL means.
Right.
But it's funny that it doesn't always work out that way. We had a recent situation with one of our clients who came to us because she had heard her friend's mother had died. And so she texted her friend, "I'm so sorry to hear about your mother passing away, LOL.
What?
She thought LOL meant lots of love.
Oh, yeah.
So that was embarrassing for her. So, see, NetLingo came in handy in that situation.
Very useful source.
Yes. Huh.
Okay.
So a lot of people, not just parents and teenagers, but everyone who's now texting, needs to find out this information.
Okay. So what do you have? I mean, you actually have an online dictionary. It would seem like this would be a constant job to look for terms that are becoming popular because they do go in and out of fashion all the time.
TR. That's right.
How many text phrases would you say you have in the NetLingo dictionary right now?
We have a couple thousand already.
Oh,
and
really?
We're adding them daily. Of course, some of the more popular ones, NSFW, not safe for work. So when you're opening up an attachment, you don't get embarrassed.
That's an important one, by the way.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
GBTW, get back to work.
Okay.
BI5.
BI5.
BI5. What's that one, Clark?
Back in 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course, you mentioned parents. The PAW is parents are watching.
Right.
For COL, for crying out loud.
Does anyone say that anymore?
Oh, sure.
Who says crying out loud?
Older people.
That was something my dad said, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, older people are texting too. You'd be surprised how the elderly are using texting to communicate with each other.
Okay, all right.
But we're adding them constantly. We have got some brand new ones.
Oh, we'd like to hear those.
J-I-U-Y-B.
J-I-U-I-B?
Jam it up your butt. When someone says something you don't like to hear.
Of course, that's good to know. I see that in my texts all the time, and I have no idea what they're trying to say. I hoped it was a compliment, but no.
No, people are using texting more to insult these days than anything else we find.
Okay.
Apparently, tempers are short on the internet. U-R-F-B-I-U-B.
U-R-F-B-U-I-B-F?
Yeah.
What?
U-R-F-B-I-U-B.
Okay.
Your Facebook is ugly book.
People are using that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, all right.
ETBFT.
ETBFT.
Even too boring for Twitter.
Oh,
when someone
says
something you find really boring.
Does that level of boring exist?
Oh, it sure does.
All right.
Not for everyone.
Someone asks you a really stupid question, you make fun of them by saying AWITDSL.
AWITDSL?
Yeah. And why is the dollar so low?
That doesn't seem...
It's a really stupid question.
That's not fair.
Sometimes you can come on to someone. A lot of women coming on to men now using the texting.
Okay.
With FMSWYBB.
I'm afraid to ask.
Fill my space with your big blog. Of course, most of the people who text all day long use IWLIMPFB all the time.
I don't know what that is.
I will live in my parents' basement forever. Or IASR, I'm a social retard.
Okay, I like that.
So those are the more popular ones we've been finding.
Wow, that's a real service that you're providing.
These people are sad and lonely. We try to help.
Okay. Thanks for your time today.
No pee.
Really? No pee instead of problem?
I don't have time for problems.
Really? Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
I sure am. Speaking of spread. Twilight fans.
Yes?
Good news for you. Apparently all over the internet, nude photos of Ashley Green.
Yep. Yay!
She, of course, one of the stars of Twilight. And this would be so much better news if all the Twilight fans weren't either women or gay.
Yeah. Someone would be interested.
Yeah, someone might be interested. But I have never seen Twilight. I have no interest in Twilight. But still, I enjoy nude pictures of her. Here's the thing. The sites are taking them down as quickly as they can put them up.
What?
So you got to look hard.
just like Psycho Mike just did.
He just found him.
There she is now.
Tyler Durden.
Yeah, they were originally put up on Egotastic, I think. They had to take him down. Celebrity Newswire had him. They had to take him down. So I don't know how much longer whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com will have them, but that's one place you can find them. If you're interested and you're a Twilight fan, you want to see her.
You have to look hard.
Oh, natural.
Is that what you were saying?
I think you can't help it.
All right.
She's not a fan of hair.
She is sans hair.
Yes.
This is maybe the greatest news ever. Even greater than Ashley Green being naked.
Wow.
And that's saying something. Just announced today, the Pee Wee Herman Show is returning live to the stage.
How about that?
Where it all began. Those of you who are fans of Pee Wee's TV show or the Pee Wee Herman movies may not know that originally Pee Wee Herman was a character that was created at the Groundlings, legendary sketch comedy group here in Los Angeles. And the first time the Pee Wee Herman Show existed, it was performed on stage. And now Pee Wee Herman is returning to the stage. It's going to be a limited engagement, 17 performances only. So I'm telling you, this will sell out almost as soon as tickets go on sale, is today, Tuesday, August the 11th. At 8 a.m.
Wow.
So in about an hour, Ticketmaster.com is going to put the Pee Wee Herman Show tickets on sale. Just want to give you the heads up because, like I mentioned, it will sell out quickly. It begins November the 8th, goes through November the 19th. So if you, like me, are a big fan of Pee Wee Herman and all the characters, like Jambi, remember Jambi the Genie?
Of course. Sure.
Mikaleka Hai, Mika Heine Ho.
Sure.
Sure. So you can check it out. It's going to be at the Music Box Theater. At the Fonda, so check it out. Did you get tickets?
Doesn't it seem like he could take this thing on the road and play for 3 years if he wanted to? There's got to be so many Pee Wee fans out there across this country.
I bet you if things go well, that may happen. There may be a national tour. I think I'd like to see him back on TV, too.
What would Pee Wee say about this?
Come on, buy my tickets!
Tickets! Lindsay Lohan's dirty.
Yeah.
Star Magazine photos this week show her shopping in West Hollywood barefoot.
Oh,
that kind of dirty.
Why?
I don't know, but if you see the bottom of her feet,
no.
It will make your penis go up inside your body.
That isn't good for you.
Why bare feet walking the streets of Hollywood?
There's just no reason for it.
Or I'm West sure Hollywood, where she was.
Shoes.
I'm sure she has plenty of shoes. Me too, Lisa. And it's just not good. More problems for Lindsay. She apparently is not making friends these days.
Uh-oh.
Lorraine Candy is the editor-in-chief of the British Elle magazine. They recently did a photo shoot with Lindsay. And she says, the editor says, it was the most unpredictable and confusing shoot in her entire publishing career. And Lindsay may never be invited back.
Wow, I wonder what that means.
Yeah, how do you not take pictures?
How hard is that?
I mean,
right?
How can it be confusing?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Lindsay also, by the way, I mentioned last week that she got cast in a new movie, Machete.
Right.
The new Robert Rodriguez movie. And he has insisted that she gain 10 pounds before they start shooting. Because apparently she looks too emaciated and sickly. At her current weight, so he wants her to put on some weight. So
she can use that.
At least she's doing it a healthy way. Apparently, ice cream and fast food is what she's been eating.
Yes.
So
it's worked for me.
That's how you want to do it.
Put on weight.
Don't blow this, Lindsay.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. There's a new CD by Cobra Starship called Hot Mess that's out today. And, of course, Twang by George Strait. You can pick that up
if
you're so inclined.
Love that.
I thought they broke up. Is that the story? They broke up?
That was Brooks and Dunn.
Oh.
New DVDs, I Love You Man, Paul Rudd and Jason Segel.
Very funny.
It's available on DVD today. As is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film collection.
Yes, finally.
Oh,
finally get that.
Whoa.
What?
Is that like all the actual feature films?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, Turtles in Time, and the new one, TMNT.
Yeah.
We picked that up today. Michael Jackson, Moonwalking, The True Story of Michael Jackson, a documentary of his life you can pick up today in case you don't have enough Michael Jackson news.
There hasn't been much on lately.
The Art of Exotic Dancing for Everyday Women, #3, Chair Moves. You can pick that up today if you're so inclined. 17 again with Zac Efron and Matthew Perry. You can also pick that up. What, no
groans of eroticism
don't
from
ask.
Bean?
Don't ask
just
for him.
It seems odd to mention that name and not get or something.
Mr. Afrin, did you get my letters?
My copy from Amazon.com should be arriving at the house in about an hour. I can't wait.
Yeah. You asked for it, Ralph. You could have moved right on.
Yeah.
And a new NFL DVD today. The 10 greatest games of a team that I cannot talk about.
Ooh.
Also available today on
your
DVD.
Favorite team, the New York Giants, right?
No, it's not the New York Giants.
The team that you love more than any other, the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Neither.
Really?
Giants,
I thought that was your team.
The Cowboys.
The Browns.
Redskins.
Not the Redskins.
Redskins.
It is an NFC East team, but it isn't the Redskins, the Dallas Cowboys, or the New York Giants.
Is it the Ravens? Is
releasing
you love the Ravens
a DVD
the most,
of their 10 greatest games today. So
Patriots?
Pick that up. Not the Patriots, no.
I don't know.
Here the Patriots are sniffing around Michael Vick?
No.
Yeah. Patriots and Packers, apparently, the front runners in that derby.
By the way, speaking of Michael Vick, 60 Minutes Sunday night.
Oh, really?
What, he's on it?
No, yeah, he's going to be watching it.
He's going to watch it.
Yeah,
he's going to check out King of the Hill.
Yeah. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Asher Roth celebrates his 24th birthday today. Good yontif to you, Asher. Chris Kelly, if Chris Cross make you want to...
Jump.
He is 31 years old. Ashley Jensen from Ugly Betty and from Extras turns 41. Joe Rogan,
yeah.
Actor, news radio, UFC, stand-up comedy legend. He is 42 years old today. And wrestler, actor, host of American Gladiators, icon, star of Rocky III. He's just had a wide and varied career. The Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, celebrates his 56th birthday today. Hulkster, how are you going to celebrate your birthday?
I'm going to eat some fruit, brother.
Gave
you
really an
worked
hour,
on
man.
That.
I gave you an hour.
Oh, you got another hour, B.
That's what you came up with, an hour. I'm going to eat some fruit, brother. All right, you got another hour. We'll see what you do next. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I got to tell you guys, I've been clubbing pretty hard. I may just have this Friday night in me, and then I'm going to have to retire. I can't keep spending every night pub crawling in Hollywood.
You do go out too much for one person.
Are you saying we be clubbing?
Exactly.
He's not saying that at all.
This Friday night, though, I'm saving the best for last because Bardot is where we're going to be. This is the kind of place that other people are behind the velvet rope, and you're on the outside of the sidewalk watching them walk in. But this Friday night, for whatever reason, they're turning it over to us. It's the Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em Singles Party at Bardot.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to spread them.
Yeah, go right in, baby. You're next.
Hey, I'm here for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party.
What'd you say your name was?
I'm Chad. My name's Chad.
Man, get the f*** out of here, you punk-ass bitch. Everybody listen up. If you want to spread them at Bordeaux with Kevin and Bean, you need to be on the list. All right, next.
All right, the reason we're spreading them is because Ashton Kutcher is picking up the tab for this. His new film called Spread opens up on Friday. Ashton will be here on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning to talk about that. But right now, I guess we got to let some more people in, right?
I feel bad for Chad.
Chad,
poor Chad.
That was the right decision on Chad.
I don't know. Chad sounds like a nice guy.
He sounds a little douchey to me, I got to be honest.
You can also enter on Facebook, facebook.com, Kevin and Bean. Let's start with Brianne.
Yeah.
She entered on Facebook. Hi, Brianne.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
On Facebook, we ask our listeners to send us a photograph of them with their favorite cocktail. And I believe Brianne was doing Jaeger shots in her photo.
Oh, Jaeger's my poison.
Yeah.
Not only that, but there are like three other people holding drinks in front of you. And you can't see the people, but you've cropped it just so it's you and like seven drinks.
That's right.
You have friends standing by?
Well, she cropped it so it's her seven drinks and her bikini top. That's evident as well.
Yeah, nice bikini. Nice work in the bikini.
Thank you.
So what's your story, Brianne?
Well, I'm sort of recently single. I was engaged to a total tool a couple of months ago, and it didn't work. And I think the reason why it didn't work is because he did not like you guys.
Oh, that hurts.
Wow, he was a tool.
So he's got good taste.
No.
Wait.
Now, let me ask you a question. Hold on, Brianne. Let me ask you a question. How do you get engaged to a tool? How does that happen where you go through an entire relationship, even to the point of preparing to get married, and the guy's a tool?
Total stupidity on my end. Mm. Yeah, it's true. But I'll tell you this, guys, for this much, and I'm not kidding. Now when I meet dudes, the first question I ask them, do you guys listen to Kevin and Bean? And if they don't know why...
They have to know the answer to that?
I don't get it this time.
That's your screening question?
That's your barometer?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you are going to end up with another tool, young lady.
Yeah, you can't just pick from Kevin to be listeners and hope to get gold. You just can't.
That is not a good idea. Ralph, you're going to put her on your list. We all have our individual lists.
Because you have to have your list to get behind the velvet rope in one of these Hollywood night spots. Brianne, you are absolutely on my list.
Awesome.
Now,
thank you so much, guys.
One last question. You broke up like a week ago.
Yes, that's true.
Are you over that?
Wait. You were engaged a couple months ago, and now you broke up with someone a week ago?
Well, he was too nice.
Too nice.
The other guy was a tool. This guy was too nice.
I need the alpha male that's got a nice, big heart.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, heart.
And I need a freaking hard body.
Okay.
So, wow.
You want it all.
Yes.
All right. Oh. Yes.
First shot of Jaeger's on me, Brianne.
All right, come on, guys. Help me out.
That's the only one she needs. All right, you will be there. Congratulations. We'll see you Friday night.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
How great is she?
She's great.
Oh, she's great.
That's a good choice.
I don't like girls that are picky, though. That's a turnoff for me. Girls that have standards, because I get nowhere with them.
Well, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This isn't really for you, though, is the thing. All right, let's go to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I broke up with my girlfriend about 3 months ago.
Wait, were you engaged to Brianne?
No. Okay. All right. You know, actually, I thought I might have been that tool, but I actually do listen to you guys, so
okay.
That can't be it.
Okay.
I have 2 degrees, one in psychology, one in marketing.
Wow.
I have a great job that I love, and, you know, I'm just looking to get out there and meet somebody.
Hmm. Now, Michael, you told Miss Cleo that you have a little OCD. What's that all about?
Yeah, I have a little bit of OCD. I have this weird thing where I have to turn counterclockwise 3 times in bed in order to fall asleep.
There it is. That's what we were looking for.
How does that end up becoming your thing?
I don't know.
So you have to roll over counterclockwise 3 times when you're laying down in bed.
Yeah, and it can't be clockwise either.
No, of course not, Michael. That'd be insanity.
Okay, is there anything else?
No, actually, that's about it.
That's it?
For now.
Well, I'm really clean.
There's always something else.
And it's a slippery slope, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, I'm sure you've spent a lot of time analyzing this, Michael. What do you think you're trying to accomplish subconsciously by all that turning around in bed?
You know, that's a great question. I have been analyzing this, and, you know, I'm still looking for that answer.
All right.
I have no idea.
Can you imagine being a lady the first time in bed with Michael, and it's 1, 2, 3.
What are you doing,
honey? That
could actually be the reason why I'm single.
That could be, yes.
Well, you guys, I kind of like Michael, though. He's funny.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah, I'll put him on my list.
All right, you're in.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
You're on Lisa's list.
All right, Lisa, let us know what it looks like when he's turning around 3 times in bed after the party. All right?
I just make sure he ends up in the right direction. That's
all. There you go. When you're in bed with a human Cuisinart, let us know how it all works out.
All right, let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. What's up, Kevin Bean?
Hi, David.
Hi, Lisa, man.
Tell us about yourself and why you need to be at the singles party on Friday night.
I broke up with my girlfriend a couple months ago, and I'm sorry, guys, about bad reception. I had to run inside the bathroom because I'm at UPS right now, and
good.
My boss is giving me horrible looks.
So you're in the restroom right now?
Yeah.
That's okay. We can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So you work for UPS?
Yeah, I work for UPS at nighttime in the warehouse, and then I work during the day at a place called Comfort Keepers.
Is that a massage parlor?
It's in-home non-medical care. It's a seniors.
Oh, he helps out the oldster.
Look at you. Day and night?
Oh, yeah. The Comfort Keepers is during the daytime.
Right.
Right, and then you work at night as well.
Yeah, I don't have that much free time. And me and my roommate have been wanting to go to one of these singles parties forever, but we never really thought we'd have a chance. But I figured my best shot would be calling early in the morning while I'm working at UPS.
Now, it says here you're goofy.
Yeah, I'm pretty goofy.
What does that mean? Looks-wise, personality-wise, what kind of goofy?
Well, goofy, I meant that when I get drunk, I get really goofy.
Oh, that's good. It beats sad or angry.
Yeah.
some people seem to get when they get drunk.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that.
All right, we're almost out of time here, David. I don't think we're getting quite the read on you. Let me ask you one more question. Besides the fact that you have a very busy schedule, you're working 2 jobs, why do you suppose you're not with somebody right now? What do you think's going on there?
Well, I'm sorry, can you repeat the very end? I get really bad reception in here.
I was just asking, why do you think you don't have a lady right now?
I don't really have a great answer for that. The last girl I went out with was 23 years old, and she was a virgin. So she I like to think anybody that's made it that far is just a fistful of crazy at that point.
Yeah, chastity equals insanity, I've always said. So we've heard.
I like fistful of crazy.
Was she still a virgin when you guys broke up? In other words, you can't close?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, David.
That's
what
troubling.
What can Brown do for you?
Yeah, no kidding. I like David. You guys like him?
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Bean, you want to put him on your list? You haven't put very many people on the list.
I think I have a lot more on mine than you do on yours so far.
I'll put her on mine. That's fine.
All right, then.
Okay. I got to save some slots for Mutation Girls because that's my dream, and that's what I'm hoping for this party.
Mutation Girls? You want girls who are mutated?
Mute Asian girls.
Wow.
The best of everything in a woman is hot Asian girls that don't talk.
I thought you wanted girls who live next to a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, that's
all right. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do Christine, 26. Hi, Christine.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christine.
I see you're athletic. You run marathons.
I do. I actually sent Ralph a picture of me yesterday.
Oh, this is that Christine. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Yeah, you're in great shape.
Great shape. You edit film for a living? Is that what you do for a living?
I do. I'm a broadcast editor, and I actually host the radio show at CSUN's campus.
Oh, we don't want any radio hosts at this party.
Those people are douchebags.
They are damaged goods.
They are not normal people.
Now, yeah, you're going to CSUN at 26 years old. Are you on the 11-year college program, or what's up?
No. I graduated from UCSB 2 years ago, and I'm actually not going to school right now. I'll be starting my master's next year.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Smart and physically fit. That's a pretty good combination right there.
What do you like to do for fun when you're not working or running long distances?
And what are you running from is another question.
Well, I'm pretty much into, I love movies, anything outdoorsy, hiking, any kind of outdoor physical activity, I'm totally down for.
All right. I like Christine.
Any kind.
How long have you been single?
Any kind, she's saying.
I would say probably about a year. My last boyfriend, he moved away to law school, and we sort of drifted apart.
He ran away from you.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
You couldn't catch him.
Did he decide?
That's when
you
started running marathons.
Yeah.
Trying to catch that dude.
When he moved to New York, she's going 26 miles at a time. I think Christine should be in. I'll put her on my list.
All
How
right.
about that, Christine? You're on my list.
Done.
All right. Thanks, Ralph.
You're welcome.
We'll see you on Friday.
All right, we do have more calls for you later on the program. And again, you can go to facebook.com/KevinandBean if you want to enter that way too. The party is this Friday night, so obviously, you got to get on it because we're only going to be giving away tickets for the next couple of days. You can get all the details on the website too at KevinandBean.com.
Here's all you need to know. Classes, nothing before 11. Beer, it's your best friend. You drink a lot of it. Women, you're a freshman, so it's pretty much out of the question. It's a whole new ball game on campus these days, and they call it PC. That is the lie that I tell your eyes. Making the magic happen in the moment.
And the Emmy goes to Jeremy Piven, Entourage.
I have a meeting.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Playboy Mansion, strip clubs, whorehouses. I go where the meetings are.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
This is the star of Entourage, 3-time Emmy winner, and 1-time Golden Globe nominee, the downtown Golden Globe, the best star of The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard, Jeremy Piven!
Why is your head in your hands, Jeremy, when you hear that intro? Is that not fun for you?
Oh, it's completely fun. I just want Dr. Ken to wake me up every morning.
That would help, right? That kind of energy?
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Finally realizing your dream of professional wrestling, Jeremy. Finally.
It all came together.
That's what you've always been shooting for.
Oh, it came together. Just the smell of baby oil and men in mankinis, literally, with boots on everywhere.
Yeah.
It was good times, man. I was peaking.
By the way, let's start with your appearance on the WWE because one of our listeners, Fred, emailed. He knew you were going to be on, and he said he was watching the fight. He had to know because the guy was slammed on the floor. You could hear his head hit the floor. The guy was thrown out of the ring. I mean, did he survive it? Is he still alive?
That was Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, who is a real doctor, and then Judd Apatow threw him and knocked up, and he's in my movie, The Goods. He was, he's a trooper, but he's probably a biscuit over 130 pounds wet, and Cena just put too much torque on it,
right?
And he bounced off the cement.
No.
And God bless his little Korean heart. He's okay, but he's actually furious with Cena, so he wants
a grudge match.
Grudge match, indeed.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're looking forward to that.
Did he get bruised or did he get a concussion?
You know what? He is on Twitter and he has a picture of himself because he just showed me his back is it's like looks like kimchi.
I love that.
It's a kimchi raspberry.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't rule him out against Cena though. He's wiry. I've seen him.
He is very wiry. Yeah, Dr. Ken he'll just bite Cena's power source.
I'm not sure what that is, but
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it is funny that the WWE has become a necessary stop now for promotion. I mean, guys like Seth Green, who you never expect to see in the ring, all of a sudden they're making that a stop on the promo tour.
Well, you know, when this came up, I'm just so proud of this movie. I've been doing this for almost 113 years now.
Mm-hmm. Has been that long?
Yes, it has. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has. And the last time I worked with Will Ferrell was Old School, and this is the funniest movie I've ever done. So I just like, you know what? I will do anything for this movie. I will go to the mat, literally and figuratively. As I climbed the ropes to jump into the air to crush Cena, I just was just thinking, just sell the medal, sell the movie, sell the medal.
Why do you love this movie, The Goods, so much?
The script came to me, and I read it, and it just was so funny, and I brought it to Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, who did Anchorman and Talladega and stuff. And they had done a car movie that had been a turnaround for like 10 years, and I knew this was in their wheelhouse. They loved it. Then we got Ed Helms and
love
and Craig Robinson, you
love.
Know,
yeah,
and
these great.
And the cast was just so genius, and it all came together. And you know, I've been playing the abrasive best friend in so many movies, and the idea of like having the lead and being around kind of all my comedy heroes. And then we started screening it on the road, and people were laughing from beginning to end. I was actually sitting next to Tony Romo in Dallas, and he was doing a little bit of dip. And there's a moment where Catherine Hahn is watching me sell a car to Ed Helms, and she says something that a woman has not.
Oh,
you can't say that on the radio.
Not so much. No. But
that's all right.
Great line that those of us in the room got to hear.
That is okay. A great line.
I want to see it in the movie.
Did it happen?
I can't tell you the third act of the movie, but here's what happened. Tony Romo, who was doing a bit of dip, started laughing and then choking. And here's what's going through my mind, because I was a lifeguard back in the day. I know that's intimidating to all of you.
Yeah. You were?
So I do know how to do the Heimlich and CPR, and I'm looking at Tony Robo choking, and I'm thinking, you know, he's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones would probably kill me if he died on my watch. And
actor kills quarterback would be the headline.
Indeed. Yeah. And then I would be on death row and I'd be sued and it was all bad. But anyway, he made it through. A lot of high fives and guys quoting the movie. So, you know, you can't ask for more. So that's why I would climb to the top rope and try to come down on Cena.
Is it nerve-wracking to watch what you think is funny and, like, you? I'm sure you have favorite parts, and you think these are going to get the biggest laughs. Is it kind of nerve-wracking to see if they do?
It is, and at the same time, when then you see, like, oh, my God, they get it from the beginning, it's like you can kind of breathe easy because you're absolutely right. I mean, you get the immediate gratification of this show. We're like in the middle of nowhere doing what we think is funny,
right.
And then you unleash it a year later. And in this particular case, we're in good hands. So it was a kind of a great feeling. Yeah.
Were there times when people laughed at places that you didn't know they would think were funny?
Absolutely.
Want them to. Anyway, happening here?
I imagine that's always okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely happens, mostly in life, you know, just with people laughing at you and you're thinking, no, please stop laughing at me.
This is not what I intended.
Yeah, I'm a human being. Stop the bombing.
Did it cross your mind when Tony was choking that you might have to give him CPR, though, when he had a mouthful of chew? Because I would think that would be putting you off.
Well, I thought, let me hose down the Jessica Simpson and get in there.
No, that's fine. That's good.
That you can say.
Okay, I can say that.
The thing about eating the thing is not what you can
say.
Well, the thing you said.
Oh, the vagina. JJ, for reference.
Yeah, again, but JJ's fine.
I'm so bad at radio, man.
It's okay. So are we.
I mean, I look like I should do radio, and yet I can't do radio.
How dedicated. That's an insult to us. Jeremy is selling this movie. He's willing to come on this show to promote it.
Wow.
That's how you know the goods is worth seeing.
I will say this. When I was in college, I was taking this one class, and I was a theater major, and they said, if you're fat, do radio. And no one in this room is fat. Why is that?
No,
you guys all look like you're ready for TV.
We're unattractive.
We're working our way there. We'll be there soon.
Yeah, give us.
You'll be there soon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, you can't see beans. Okay.
What, fat or TV?
Fat.
Where are we headed?
No, fat.
Oh,
not TV.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Just fat.
Jeremy, do you train a dolphin in this movie, or is that just, no pun intended, a red herring in the promotion?
I don't train a dolphin, but there is a scene in a strip club, and everyone's like, oh my God, that must have been so incredible to do that scene. There is a woman who, I'm in the middle of a sentence with Dave Koechner, who you guys know. He's amazing.
Yep.
And we're doing a scene, and she ends up, her torso lands up thudding onto my chest, and she wraps her legs around my head
And
starts wrenching my head to the right repeatedly as I'm doing the scene. And the thing is, she actually does this new sport, and I'm not kidding right now, where gymnasts get on horses. And they do their thing, and I don't know the name of the sport.
Wait,
but anyway,
on horses as they run?
Correct.
As they gallop?
Yeah, they're gymnasts and they're equestrians. She showed me pictures, and it was, I've never seen anything like it. She had the strength of 11 men in her thighs, and she was cutting off the air to my head.
Can you tap out, or was she not?
I artistically tapped out, but it meant nothing to her. In other words, I was doing terrible work as an actor, but it still meant nothing to her. And I had this massive monologue, and the news about that, as you guys know, is you need energy and blood going to your brain, which I had none. So at the end of the day, I needed a neck brace, and the acting police were there, and it was all bad. But yet people were like, oh my God, it must have been incredible, because her vajayjay was in your face, and she was squeezing the life out of you.
Right.
But, you know, I took one for the team, Ralphie.
Wow.
You are a pro, and that's commitment.
Yes, it is.
That's what I love about you.
All right, we have to take a break.
Never.
This is Jeremy Piven. The movie is called The Goods. It opens up everywhere on Friday. We'll return and speak more with Mr. Piven right after this on The Kevin Abid Show. Hey, Jeremy Piven, can you win an Emmy for your appearance here on our program this morning? Because it seems to be pretty easy for you.
I just found out that I was nominated for one just now for the first 11 seconds of the show.
Congratulations.
Well, yes.
Who knew? The radio Emmy.
The golden mic.
A lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
I love
the film is called The Goods. It opens up everywhere on Friday. By the way, the website is very funny. LiveHardSellHard.com is the website. What a cast, by the way. You mentioned Will Ferrell. You mentioned your friend David Koechner's in there. James Brolin is in this movie. Bing Rames is in this movie. Unbelievable.
Catherine Hahn, who is the new queen of comedy in this thing. And Brolin, in the movie, ends up having a huge crush on Dave Koechner. And you know, Koechner is a gentleman in his 40s, very tall, striking, bald gentleman.
Sure.
And I said to Brolin, I said, when you go home, he's married to Barbara Streisand. And I said, when you go home, I mean, what is that like? You're working with us. We're a bunch of knuckleheads. And you've got a crush on this man. Like, what does Babs say? And he's like, well, she's not very proud of me. And I'm like, well, and I'm just thinking, well, she should be, man. You're great. You're great in this. And she came to the screening, and she laughed the hardest. And I was just so, it just made me feel great,
oh,
you know?
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. She actually gave us a note about to cut out the boner pants sketch.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask for notes from her?
We didn't ask for notes. But she,
did you give her some notes on Yentl while you're at it?
We didn't. I had 16 notes on Funny Girl, and she didn't take them.
Wow.
Yeah. She,
what was the note? It was too crass or something?
The note was that it didn't work, but it was weird because it got the biggest laugh. So basically what happens is I get there and I say, listen, when I come out on opening day with my monologue, I want everyone to wear their tight boner pants, because you will indeed have a boner. And Brolin wears the boner pants. He's like, well, when the guy tells me to wear the boner pants, I wear the boner pants. And he wears them, and all the blood rushes to his power source, and he pitches a tent. And then it was hysterical, and he's kind of into Koechner, and Babs wasn't having it. But the thing is, it was genuinely funny, so it's hard to cut the funny.
Yeah,
so
of course. Yeah,
we didn't.
In a sense, Brolin's lucky she let him out of the house, though, just to shoot it.
You know, he and his son are
miserable beyond words.
They're some of the best looking guys. They're so
they
good.
Are.
They're
yeah.
so
they
good. Look at, see, they we have are. One woman in the room.
Even James
she admits.
Brolin, I mean, he's
look. I'm no Mo, but he's a good looking dude.
Yeah,
he's
a
good
man.
He's a handsome man.
Right, but you're sidetracking the miserableness of their lives by saying they're good looking.
Well, all I know is that they've got these full head of hair, right? They're the best hair in the business, and Brolin says to me, have you tried the Flowbee? And I said, the Flowbee? I haven't.
That is a great reference.
I was like, what does that mean? When someone like lowers themselves very slowly on you, what does that mean? He's like, no, the Flowbee. I was at home and watching TV, and I saw you can buy, you know, the little thing you cut your hair with. It's basically a dustbuster to cut your hair.
Yeah,
it's like $17, right?
And it sucks up the hair that it cuts.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, sir, you and Babs have a great deal of money. You live in a celebrity space shuttle hovering around the universe. You don't have to buy a Flowbee.
No. Right.
You know?
Right.
And he's got the greatest hair. So it's a testament to how great his hair is that you can cut it with a dustbuster.
He has a Flowbee and it still looks good.
You can't hurt that hair.
It's unbelievable.
All right, before we move on, because there's other stuff we want to hit in our remaining moments with Jeremy Piven, let's play this clip from the movie because it is very funny. You'll recognize the voice of Will Ferrell on this clip, too. This is from The Goods. Kevin, does this need to be set up or anything?
I don't think so. Do you want to set it up? It's a scene where...
Will Ferrell is my best friend, and I live in regret because I made him do something that no man should do, which is jump out of a helicopter, dress as Abe Lincoln, jump out of a plane, dress as Abe Lincoln to sell a great deal of cars.
Okay. McDermott was my best friend. The greatest car sale DJ anyone's ever seen. We'd already sold a bunch of cars that weekend, but I wanted to take it over the top. We'd airdrop McDermott in, dressed as Abe Lincoln. He would float in and say,
I freed the slaves! Now I'm going to free those cars from the slavery of high prices!
We had a bunch of great lines for him to say.
Hey, just like John Wilkes Booth, our prices are going to sneak up behind you and blow your brains out!
And then he's like, I'm going to go. And then he opens up his chute and he realizes he has nothing but purple dildos and executioner's mask. And then I'm in the back seat of my character, that is. Let's make that clear.
Sure.
Having sex with the married woman who's married to the guy that runs the dealership.
Right.
And I open up the bag that I thought was my bag and it's a parachute. And so Will goes over all the list of regrets he has in his life. But he doesn't regret, you know, putting his wisdom teeth back in his head. Getting a full-length back tattoo of the Hawaiian Punch guy, 10% real fruit juice, you know. The thing about Will is, in this movie, he's got a handful of just genius scenes. And, you know, when you work with someone, you work with him back in the day, he's just the best improviser on the planet, you know, and you just kind of can't forget that.
He's kind of speaking of movies, Jeremy, I know you've done dozens and dozens of films. How often does Ralph call you begging for three for the money to get in production? I mean, that's the one that
I've
he's
got
to be talking about.
I've got a script where our characters have a spin-off where McConaughey and Pacino die in a plane crash and we take over the touting service. Yeah.
How's that going with that?
Jeremy has not responded to any of my emails or phone calls regarding three for the money. No, he has not. Yeah.
Mm. I think here's what we do. We do three for the money, and we just travel with it, okay? We do it
for a stage version?
Do it live? Stage version, man.
Maybe a musical.
And we do a musical, you know, possibly on ice. We don't know. And then we just kind of grow it from there. But you were great in that. And, you know, he's great on the show as well, you guys. Come on. Of course he is.
We love him.
Yeah. He doesn't see the movies he reviews, and he still does brilliant reviews.
That's correct. That?
Most of the time, that's correct.
Most of the time, I don't go see them, no.
Now, let's talk about Entourage for just a second, if you don't mind. It's Sunday nights, 10:30 on HBO. Jeffrey Tambor is one of our favorite guys of all time.
He's unbelievable. I was lucky enough to do the Larry Sanders show with him. Mm-hmm. And my sole job when I do scenes with Jeffrey is just not to laugh. I literally just look down and count. You know, I just can't. He's just a genius. And he was on the episode the other night with Tom Brady and Wahlberg and everything, and he's an amazing guy. Very funny gentleman.
Is it strange for you, having done all these movies and been an actor for, you know, for all this time, to have so many people now know you from a television show? I bet you never expected that was going to happen, that this character would be so big.
Well, you know, HBO is the kind of place where they really give you a chance. Networks, you know, they're running for their lives. So if you don't get the ratings out of the gate, you're done.
Yeah.
And so I just knew with HBO, we would be okay because they don't pull you. And so you get a moment to kind of, to figure out what the show is. And I knew the backstage life of because of the Larry Sanders Show is really fertile ground for comedy, and we could kind of run with it. And I knew this Ari character, and I just thought, if we get a chance to kind of show him and all his dualities, you think he's a pig, but he's monogamous.
Right.
He's got ADD, but at the same time, he loves his clients. I mean, there's all these fun dualities to kind of hang your hat on, and I knew that given the chance that we could make something out of it. So I didn't get ahead of myself, but at the same time, I knew we had a shot with it.
Yeah.
But I've never, with The Goods, it's interesting because people are kind of at this point like, well, you know, it's funny, I did probably 40 movies before I did Entourage, and then, you know, now they're kind of like, well, you just pretty much have that one gear, so you can kind of do Ari. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I have to whip myself into a frenzy to play Ari. And the great thing about playing Don Reddy in The Goods is from what I'm hearing is from the moment the guy comes on, you kind of forget about Ari, and then you're in this new world. And it's a genuinely funny movie, so I'm just – insanely proud of it.
It's got to be difficult. Yeah. You kind of are ruined by your own success of creating such a memorable character. Well, everybody always now will think of you with that character. And
yeah, but then it's...
Then you have to overcome it.
Indeed, and then it's my job to break out of that. And
that's what good actors do. I mean, Jeffrey Tambor is the best example. A lot of people thought, well, he's the Larry Sanders guy, and then look what he did with Arrested Development. You know what I mean? I mean, if you've got the talent, you can break through from that.
Well, I don't have the talent, but I will break through. I mean, it's just going to be just energy. Pure
I
energy.
I thank you for believing that,
yes,
Jeremy.
Sir.
Good for you.
I got to be honest. You have done the supreme sales job here. I wasn't all that interested in the goods until you came in today, Jeremy, and now I can't wait to see it. It sounds like a fantastic movie opening everywhere on Friday.
That's quite the compliment.
Wow. Is that a compliment?
It's very much a compliment.
It is, okay.
I'm telling you, it was barely on my radar, and now it's a must-see for this weekend.
Well, listen, for being that is a supreme compliment.
That's fantastic. I mean, I don't even know where you are, sir. I mean, are you inside just, of me? I mean,
just in your head, baby. Just in your head.
Oh, how many
goods
times
opens
have I heard
Friday.
That?
Entourage airs Sunday nights on HBO. Jeremy Piven, always great to catch up with you on the Kevin
Thank you,
Thanks
sir.
For coming on. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. How fun was Jeremy Piven, by the way?
Always great. Good to see Jeremy.
Yeah. What a smart guy. What a funny guy, too. The Goods opens up on Friday. Very excited about that. What's going on with you, Ralph?
For those who don't know what we were talking about, I was in a movie with Jeremy a few years ago called Two for the Money with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. And so I got to spend a month in Vancouver with Jeremy every morning, going to work in the same van as him. And the guy is never in a bad mood. Every morning he's just full of energy and good times and stuff. And it was just very strange to work with someone like that.
Because he's the anti-Ralph, really, when you think about it.
He is. But oddly enough, I was cheerier around him than I am when I come to work with you.
Really?
Bean. Oddly enough. I don't
that
know
does
why.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
I get that.
That's odd.
Weird.
Hmm. Attention, everyone who likes things that are good. Do I have your attention?
Mm-hmm. I'm out, but go ahead.
I'm happy to announce the return of Pee-wee Herman to the stage, the Pee-wee Herman Show. It's going to be live on stage in Hollywood for only 17 performances beginning in November. If you'd like to buy tickets, and I give you this heads up because I'm telling you these tickets are going to sell out very quickly. They go on sale in 3 minutes. Today at 8 a.m., all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com. You can buy tickets for the live Pee-wee Herman show on stage. It's going to be at the Music Box at the Fonda. So if you, like me, are a big Pee-wee Herman fan, you're going to want to buy those tickets when they go on sale in a couple minutes. So I just want to give you a heads up. Let's talk about some showbiz news, shall we?
Ralph, did we know this was going to happen? Has this been talked
about? No, I had no idea this was going to happen. I just got the press release this morning, and so I wanted to give everyone the heads up the best I could because
that's cool.
I didn't know about this either. Tom Cruise is expanding his empire. His son, Connor Cruise, has just been signed to perform in a movie.
Oh, good.
Connor, who was adopted by Tom and Nicole, has been signed up for the remake of the 1984 classic Red Dawn. Go Wolverines.
How old is he?
He's a teenager.
Oh.
Yeah. He will be one of the Wolverines.
Fighting, he's black.
Fighting against the terrorists in this new version of Red Dawn. So congratulations, Connor Cruise. Finally. You're pulling some money in for the family. About time.
Carrying your own weight.
Exactly. Here's an interesting list. It comes out of England. But we should maybe talk about this if we get a chance on the air with some listeners. They asked the people in England which dead celebrity they would like to meet.
Which dead celebrity
they would like to meet? 3,000 Brits were surveyed. And here are the top 10 list.
Was this before Michael Jackson died?
This, let me see if he's on the list here. It must have been before, yeah, because he's not in the top 10. So I'm assuming this was before he died. Number 10 was Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Number 9 was Freddie Mercury. What? They sure love themselves some Queen over there, don't they?
They do.
Number 8 was Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl was a children's writer. Wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka, the Willy Wonka story?
The original one?
Yeah, he wrote the books that was based on, and many other children's books as well. But apparently still has a huge following over there.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Elvis Presley was only 7th.
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci was 6th.
From Titanic?
No, that's not. Leonardo DiCaprio. Da Vinci was a guy who painted some stuff.
Sure.
Marilyn Monroe, 5th. People still interested in Marilyn Monroe all these years later. Albert Einstein was 4th. William Shakespeare, 3rd. Princess Diana was 2nd. Number 1, any guesses?
Jesus.
Dead celebrity, Jesus Christ, indeed. Well done, Psycho Mike.
How about that?
I thought that was interesting. And Ashley Simpson may be having trouble in her marriage with Pete Wentz.
Oh, how could that go south?
Oh.
Apparently, Pete told her that he doesn't want her or their son traveling with him when he tours. And she is incensed.
Uh-oh.
Star Magazine has photographs of Ashley in a bookstore reading Successful Single Parenting Book.
That's a bad sign.
She is taking it seriously.
Publicly, she's out there flashing the book around.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this book. How about that, Pete? So, maybe trouble in paradise for Pete Wentz and his...
Wow.
And his wife, Ashley Simpson.
Well, would you want her with you?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't think they had a tour scheduled until he got married to her. He's like, guys, we have to go out. No, we have to go out now.
We have to tour right now.
Look, I don't care where we play.
But we don't have a record. I know. It doesn't matter.
County fairs, whatever, the sock hops, proms, whatever you need.
And let's go to Australia and then the Far East.
Then the other guy said, what's a sock hop?
Yeah.
He said, it doesn't really question. Matter. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Asher Roth. 24 years old today.
He loves college, I hear.
He is fond of universities. That much I know.
That is correct.
Yes. Chris Kelly of Chris Cost, make you want to?
Jump.
He's 31. Ashley Jensen from Ugly Betty and Extras is 41 years old today. Joe Rogan, Fear Factor, News Radio, UFC, stand-up comedy, great. He is 42 years old today.
You know him from Great?
He's a stand-up comedy great.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Is 42 years old today. And wrestler, actor, host of American Gladiators. Of course, he was the great Thunderlips in Rocky III. He is just an icon, an American icon. Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, celebrates his birthday today at 56 years old. Hulkster, how are you going to celebrate your birthday?
I can't concentrate that right now. I'm trying to buy some Pee Wee Herman tickets.
Oh.
Brother. Brother.
Sorry. Forgot about the brother part.
At least do the brother. One thing that remotely reminds anyone of Hulk Hogan when you do the
what about the uncanny impression? That doesn't get the job done?
No, brother helps.
Yeah. I'm on Ticketmaster right now. I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention.
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph brought us a list, the 10 manliest names ever. 10 manliest names ever. Now, these are supposedly real names. They're not people that changed them to be manly or whatever.
Okay.
For example, number one is Staff Sergeant Max Fightmaster.
Awesome.
Really? So,
yeah. That's his real name. Staff Sergeant. Not Staff Sergeant. Obviously, he's in the Marines or Army or something. But
how could he not be in the Marines if that's your... What's the guy's name again?
Max Fightmaster.
Yeah. You can't become a hairdresser. If you're named Max Fightmaster, you have an obligation to serve.
He's a computer technician, and he's the Army National Guard. So they called up the Fightmaster when they needed him.
Love him.
Wow.
Love it.
Number two, Manly Power.
Wow.
Real name? Manly Power.
Doesn't Psycho Mike seem like the kind of guy who's bummed every day of his life that he wasn't named Manly Power?
Yeah, oh, I have a couple that I know in my personal life that I was going to tell you guys that I was legitimately angry that I didn't have these guys' names.
Like what?
Well, I had a friend of mine that I used to play on different club teams with. His name was Austin Ripmaster.
Oh,
and I just—I was so angry
Austin Ripmaster.
That I wasn't Austin Ripmaster. And just a couple weeks ago, I met Jeffrey Rad Guy.
No,
it's spelled R-A-D-G-U-E-Y. It's I think Eastern Bloc, descent, but it's
Rad
pronounced
Guy.
Rad Guy. And I was just incensed that I was not Mr. Rad Guy.
Well, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have or you know of somebody who has a manly name that can hang with Rod Hero Man.
That's
by
a
the
tough
way.
One.
I'm sorry, Rad Hero Man. He is a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps, of course.
Rad Hero Man.
If your name's Hero Man.
You've got to put medals on that guy's chest, don't you?
Yeah. Here's one of the strongest men in the world. His name is Magnus Vermagnuson.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. He was dominant in the World's Strongest Man for years.
Magnus Vermagnuson. How about Rockland Steele? Rockland Steele is a very manly name.
That's the weapons manufacturer that Iron Man is fighting.
It is?
It sounds like it. Oh. Rockland Steel, doesn't it?
Here's Lieutenant Commander Flex Plexico. That's a very manly name.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067 if you'd like. Elliot Bonebreak.
Wow.
Strong.
Yeah.
He's a chiropractor, by the way.
No.
Really? He's not in the WWE?
Nope. Elliot Bonebreak. And then there's Batman Bin Superman.
Oh, I remember him. He was in the news a lot last year.
Batman Bin Superman. He lives in Singapore, and that is his legal name. Why was he in the news a lot last year, Bean?
Just because of his name. Yeah, just because people found out about his name,
Optimus Prime is the real name of a person.
It is?
No, that's from Transformers.
Yeah, but there's also a person named Optimus Prime.
Did they name themselves after that?
Probably.
Wow. Rip Torn?
Yeah, Rip Torn's great, a pretty great name.
That's a great name.
Great actor, yeah.
Rip Torn.
Yeah.
So we're looking for manly names at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Scott. Hey, Scott.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Yay, yay.
What's happening, guys? My dad's name is Killer. Mike Holman.
What is it? Mike Solman?
Holman. H-O-L-M-A-N.
Holman.
He's all right. The whole man. That's pretty strong.
I like that.
Yes, that is pretty strong.
I like that. All right.
A big, sweet, open manhole.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good
manliest name?
Rod Steele.
Rod Steele. You wonder if parents think about that ahead of time? They had to have, right? Because your last name is Steele.
Yeah.
Right. You do have to try it out with your first name and last name, put it together and see what it sounds like.
Yep. But doesn't Rod Steele sound like a made-up porn name?
Yes.
Like a guy in porn, right?
I mean, that is a porn name.
Yeah, totally.
What does he do? Is he in porn?
I have no idea. It was a friend of mine when I was a kid, and it was Rodney Steele with an E at the last name.
Yeah, sure.
At the end. So.
That's fantastic. By the way, Seattle Mariners brought up a new pitcher this week who is going to be making his Major League starting debut on the mound tonight against the White Sox. He came up from Tacoma, and his name is Doug Fister.
Yeah!
Mr. Fister is going to be pitching it up. And I don't know if he's good or how well he's going to do, but I do know that a bunch of those jerseys are going to be moving in the pro store. I do know that.
Wow, I sure hope that the crowd starts chanting his last name.
That's a pretty manly name, right?
That's great. All right, let's go to Nick. Hey, Nick.
Top of the morning to you, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Nick.
Manliest names. What do you got?
Manliest name, my recruiter from the Marine Corps, Staff Sergeant Slaughter.
Name is Slaughter?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
I thought so.
A guy like that does have to go into the Marines. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Gary emails reminding us of a pitching coach for the Cincinnati Reds. Mike, I know you've heard of Dick Pohl.
Don't you know it? Who's the...
The guy who's the head of the doping committee is named Dick Pound. That's just amazing.
Dick Pound.
Well, his parents, you know, their parents probably call him Richard.
Listen. He has the option of going with Dick Pound. He's going to go with it.
That's true.
His name is Richard.
No, yeah. But I'm saying when your parents name you, sometimes...
Maybe.
Because remember the race car driver, Dick Trickle?
Yes, Dick Trickle, right.
Could his parents really have said yes? Or they were like Richard?
I can't imagine. Right. I don't know. Probably Richard. Yeah. But you would think they would go through all the options, no?
You think. Yeah.
Let's take one more before the break, and then we'll take your calls for the manliest names to add to this list at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we take Jamie? He or she is on line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jamie, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Manliest names.
Okay, the Australian rugby captain is Sterling Mortlock.
Okay, now come on.
Nice.
Come on.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Those guys are mean bastards, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he looks like a Sterling Mortlock, too.
Yeah. All right.
That's like Remington Steele. Remember the show, Remington Steele? That's a great name.
It is, but it's not real.
No.
These are real, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Another listener, Matt, emails, don't forget former U.S. Congressman Dick Armey. I mean, that's a pretty strong name.
That's
good, pretty manly. Yeah. Dick Armey. Come on. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls for the manliest names when we return on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about this new list that just came out of the manliest names in the world. I'm telling you, as a result of the ones on that list and the ones that people are calling in, the next time I see my dad, I'm going to beat him soundly around the head for giving me such a wussy name compared to some of these. I mean, come on, Brad Rockhold. We got an emailer on.
Wow.
Rocky Brick. How about this? A Vietnamese kid named Long Thang. I mean, Long Thang is his name.
All right. Wow. All right, then. I like that.
Pretty manly.
Let's take some calls. Let's begin with Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Bean? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Dave.
You have a boss with a super manly name?
Well, it's pretty much a porn name, but it's pretty manly.
Is it real?
It's 100% swear to God real.
All right. What is it?
I'm a mechanic over at LAX, and I have an engineer, and his name is Richard Stillhard.
Yeah!
Come on. There's no way that's real.
I don't know what his parents were thinking naming him Richard, but nobody called him Dick.
That's the best.
Your last name is Stillhard, and the decision is made along the way to give your kid the name Dick. Come on. I guess they just wanted him to grow up to be tough.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. Wow, that's a good one right there.
Tough.
Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hey.
Manliest names. What do you got?
Manliest name. The last name's Wall, so he had a bunch of different names to go for, but he went with Stonewall, and he had a daughter named Berlin Wall.
Really?
Oh, how about he did that?
He named his daughter Berlin?
Yeah.
Wow. That guy needs to be hit. Thank you for the call.
Stonewall's pretty manly, though. I got to give it up for that
name. Absolutely.
Miguel, hi.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
I have Justin Balzac.
Justin Balzac.
Yeah. But, you know, you kind of like so. F it.
I like that. I like that. That's a good one. He's a football player, too, so that's okay. Good. It says his last name on his back. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Manly names. What do you got?
Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hello.
Yeah, this grocery store I used to work at, Ralph's, I was a cashier, and the guy would come in every week, and he'd give me a check and say Oakley Rider on it.
Oakley Rider.
Come on, that's not your name. And he goes, oh, he whipped out his license. Okay, I'm convinced.
Wow.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
Oakley Rider. All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call. John emails in, hey, how about a famous one? He's on CNN every day. Can you get more manly than Wolf Blitzer?
Good point.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wolf Blitzer sounds like a guy who should be winning World War II.
Looks just like Jimmy Kimmel's father. I don't know if you've seen the Kimmel show, but he sends his father out and they always mistake him for Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they play it up. Let's go to Chris for manly names. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Kevin V. Lisa.
You had a friend in high school named?
Rusty Hammer.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah, that sounds like a dangerous sex position, doesn't
right.
it?
I thought it might have been a nickname, but he was always getting in trouble, so they'd have to say over the PA, Rusty Hammer to the principal's office, please. Rusty Hammer.
That's fantastic.
That's the best. Thank you.
All right, let's try Robert. He's on line 7 on the Kevin DeBeat Show, talking about this list of the manliest names, minutes away from Psycho Mike's mandate arriving here at the studios, too. Hey, Robert, you're on the air. What do you got?
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
If you go into the University Research Library at UCLA, there's a plaque for Hughie Dick.
No way!
Now, wait a minute. Hugh is the first name. G is his middle initial?
Correct.
Dick is his last name.
Right. They didn't have to use his middle initial, but they
but
did.
Why wouldn't you?
That's awesome. Most
That's
parents
fantastic.
Were thinking.
Yep.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
The fact that that guy didn't end up in porn. Most of these are porn names, or should be.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Right, let's go to Darren. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Kevin and B and Lisa May.
Hello.
Manliest names, what do you got?
Met Robin Hood.
Robin
really?
Hood?
A real guy named Robin Hood?
Showed me his license and everything.
That's interesting.
Robin
Hood. He was
Hood.
In a band, so he
manly?
Could pull it off.
Robin Hood? It's not
they
as manly
tights.
As it's not as manly as Dick Pound. You
no,
know, but,
definitely
you know,
not.
But he is Robin Hood, for God's sake.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, you know, he's kind of a superhero. Let's go to Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Manly names. What do you got?
Brent Buffington.
Brent Buffington, private eye.
That's
it does
pretty
sound
manly.
Like that.
That is good.
Brent Buffington.
That's my brother.
Your brother.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So you're Felicia Buffington?
That's right.
Bad so for you.
Sounds like you should have a sister named Muffy or something, too, by the way.
Sister's Rebecca.
Rebecca. Buffington. Yeah. All
right. Thanks for the call. Here's Paul emails in. Quarterback played for Texas, Major Applewhite. That's pretty manly.
Major Applewhite.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's go to Eden. Hi, Eden.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Manly jobs? I mean, sorry, manly names?
Pretty Man Jones.
Pretty Man Jones.
Pretty Man is a first name?
I think you'd
that
have to be.
First name.
I think you would have to be tough to have that name.
Oh, it sounds like a boxing nickname.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. Yeah.
That was
yeah.
my great great uncle.
Was really named Pretty Man?
He was. And basically, Pretty Man was the surname of my great great aunt, and she didn't want to lose her name.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
So she named him that for his first name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it.
All right, let's squeeze in Desiree real quick on line 2. Is this a manly name or not? You decide. Hi, Desiree, on the air.
My dad's doctor's name was Fat Dong.
Oh, come on.
No, it was.
Did you say Fat Bong?
Yes, P-H-A-T-D-O-N-G.
Fat Dong.
Oh, Fat Dong. Oh, I thought you said Bong.
Fat Dong.
Fat Dong is even better.
It is.
Okay, look, I understand.
There's no way to top that.
I understand you're proud of your heritage and it's a family name, but when you move to the United States, if your name is Fat Dog, you change
cheap it.
Oh. You change
it. Are you crazy?
You don't go through life as Fat
you
Dog.
Do.
No.
You
introduce
that's
yourself to as many ladies as possible.
That's the best name ever.
I'm going to change mine officially.
106.7 K-Rock. K-R-O-Q, and it is 836. You're not still going by Kevin, the Kevin Beach Show. You're now Fat Dong, right? Is that what you're going to be using?
That's what I'm going to go with from now on, so call me Fat.
All right, you can stop with the manly name emails. They are coming in fast and furious, though. Max Ho, we've heard from Harry Nutter, and we didn't even get into the Indian names, but there's a basketball player for Alabama State named Kicking Stallion is his Indian name.
Yeah, Indian names. They cheat, though. They always cheat with the man names.
Doesn't
you know?
Matter.
But that's
it works.
Very manly. That's all I
it
say.
Is. All right.
All right, speaking of manly, ladies and gentlemen, longtime Kevin and Bean listener, frequent emailer, please welcome Micah, our new friend to the studio here.
Good morning, Kevin.
Micah, how are you, man?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good.
We're delighted. You know, it's funny. We have a handful of regular emailers that we get a lot of notes from. We always enjoy your stuff. We always enjoy hearing from you. But it's weird to meet you in person. It's weird to have you come down. We don't ordinarily do this, but we felt that there was a love connection that was brewing between you and Psycho Mike, and we thought we needed to do our part to bring you kids together.
I did notice that you said, good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa.
Yes.
But Psycho Mike is
standing right beside you.
Right next to you.
Certainly the highlight of every email you send.
Yes. How many emails would you say you've sent us,
Micah? I don't know. I lost track. Probably somewhere around maybe 30, 40.
A day?
I was going to say more like 300 over the years, Mike. It just seems like it's a lot more than that. But I get the feeling from you that you'll email about something just to have an excuse to put a PS on about whatever it is you want to do to Psycho Mike that day.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I usually end up my email with a PS Psycho Mike speaking of dot, dot, dot.
Let me give a little example.
All right, please.
Micah might email and say, guys, really loved the segment about sex with Stumpy earlier on the show. You guys are the cream of the crop when it comes to radio. P.S. Psycho Mike, speaking of cream,
right.
And you can go ahead and let your imagination run wild.
And it isn't just dot, dot, dot.
No.
He fills in all the blanks.
No. He fills it in.
It's all a setup. The first half is all a setup.
Now, what is the deal, Micah? Did you just start doing that because you thought it would be funny, or you're actually trying to reach out to Psycho Mike, or where are you coming from?
Well, to begin with, yeah, I thought it was going to be funny, mm-hmm. but then...
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Still
mission accomplished. Yeah. All right. But then
I thought maybe it might be a way to sort of meet Psycho Mike, and I'm a little bit shy, so I have a little bit of the courage, you know, from being behind the keyboard.
Wow, sure. You're not shy in the keyboard. I'll tell you that. You've got bold fingers.
He's hoping to show them to me later on.
Now Psycho Mike
speaking of bold fingers.
Psycho Mike is still claiming that he's heterosexual.
And yeah, I don't married. Believe
it. And married.
We're doing the air quotes.
Yeah, he's so just hanging on by a thread, though, with the whole heterosexual thing.
But none of us believe it. I mean
he's heterosexual this morning like Eunice Shriver was alive yesterday. I mean, barely true that I feel like the right man is going to put him over the edge and get him to where he really wants to be in his heart.
I had to start living this facade a couple years back because I was walking down the street and a guy yelled to me that it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I was like, oh, you're right. I better find a wife.
Wow. So Micah, Micah.
Did I disappoint you in person? Because I get that a lot from the ladies. That they assumed I was good looking from pictures, and then they meet me in real life, and it's a big, big letdown. So I'm hoping that with the fellas, I can at least keep the fantasy alive.
No, you definitely didn't disappoint. Although I have seen pictures of you with your shirt off.
Yeah.
So I'm a little disappointed you are fully clothed right now.
Hold on to that memory. Because
you can
not
take
gonna,
his shirt off. You can take your shirt.
off. No, I can't really do that today.
Here's the thing about Psycho Mike. He's weird, and he has this phobia about taking his shirt off. And all of us think that if we looked like Psycho Mike did, we would not put a shirt on. We'd go everywhere without a shirt. But for some reason, even when he's home alone, is this still true?
Yeah.
Home alone, no one in the house, you turn on the shower, and you step as you step into the shower, you take your shirt off at the very, very last second.
It's true. Even now.
Why?
At the beach, when you put on your wetsuit, a lot of times you go and you put like a towel around your waist to cover up your junk as you pull the wetsuit off. I will pull it over my junk and then put the towel on top of my body to remove my shirt so that like there's never a second.
Why are you bad?
I don't know. It's a complex. I mean, I wish I could explain it. Why do people hoard? Why do people, you know, have OCD?
But it's so weird because especially for gay guys like you and Micah, I mean, you drive down Santa Monica and you see guys who aren't in as nearly as good a shape as you are, Michael. You see guys prancing down the street with their shirts off. I mean, they love being shirtless down there.
A lot of guys who shouldn't be.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. If they're that comfortable with their body, then,
take your shirt off for a
month. But what's the point of working out that much and being that buff if you don't get to enjoy the benefits of it by other people enjoying it? You know what I mean?
Look.
Like, you could make Micah so happy right now. What's the downside?
You can blame Sharon Osbourne, because the last time I was forced to take my shirt off in studio was to get that Ozzy tattoo, and the rape that she did to my upper torso.
Ozzy signed, sign his chest, and he got that tattooed.
Yep.
But, yeah, that picture's my desktop at home.
Yeah.
Because it's the only picture with his shirt off. All right. Well, let me move this along just a little bit. Clearly, there's a love connection going on here. Clearly, Mike is flattered by the attention, enjoys Micah's emails, seems to be happy to meet you in person today. Maybe the problem is that all of us breeders are around polluting the air and that we need to get you two alone. Maybe it's time to set up some sort of a date. Maybe you guys could get together and hash this out in private.
I think so. I mean, I think, like, Micah was talking about before he came on the air that he's a little bit shy, you know, being on the air. So maybe we just need to go to a more comforting environment for him. And
what would a comforting environment be for you, Micah?
Bathhouse or something?
Yeah, that'd be good. We don't have to go that far. We can, you know, start with a gay club. You know.
All right.
What's the hottest gay club right now?
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh, you don't go really a lot?
Yeah, not really. I know the Abbey's been hot, yeah.
Rage, is that still hot?
It's all right. I know Mickey's just reopened a little while ago because it burnt down, oddly enough, in a fire.
Because the guys were too hot? Is that why?
Exactly. I think one night Mike walked by.
are you single and looking right now, Micah?
Actually, I'm not. I actually have a boyfriend.
You do.
So you're cheating on him to be here today.
No.
Is Mike on your list of the five celebrities you're allowed to have, though?
Maybe you have an understanding.
Yeah, is he open-minded?
He is.
Is Mike on your list?
Mike is on my list. He's actually all five on my list.
Wow! Would your boyfriend be into the three of you?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right, Mike. Things are looking up for you.
Well,
just go over to their house.
I don't see any problem. Mike is a very, very nice guy. I am flattered by a lot of the emails, but I was also impressed at how clever a lot of them are.
Right.
I'm really excited now for us to take this to the next level.
Excellent.
So, you know, let's pack up the poppers and the butt to butt double dong and get it on.
But I don't know. I'm a little worried.
On L O.
That's true.
You're worried about what, Michael?
I know you had a date set up with Andy Dick a little while ago that never came through.
Yeah, well, that was because of Andy.
I was going to say that wasn't my fault. The whole mental breakdown thing on Andy's end really put, you know, threw a wrench in our system.
And to be honest, Andy molested him in studio. I mean, it was.
He did put his hand down the back of his pants, right?
That's true.
No, he followed me into the bathroom and put his hand in my pants. Like, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I legitimately could throw Andy in jail for what he did to me.
But you're cool with it now.
Yeah.
Because it's happened to you once before. So, Micah.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go.
Go with it.
All right, yeah. I mean, I've crossed that line before, okay. So I might as well go. Okay. There's no turning back, as they say.
Look, we're not trying to put the pressure on anybody. We just want everybody to be able to be free to be who they are. And if Mike is willing to go over to the boys' house and have some dinner or something like that and see where it goes, that's fine. And that's all we're asking. It's just we wanted you two to meet and potentially, you know, see where it goes.
It seems like
that's
Micah
all.
Is free to be who he is. But yeah. Mike...
He's still fighting it.
You're still fighting it.
No, this might be just what I need to come out of my shell. And maybe in a couple weeks, you'll be talking to Micah and I up in Canada, and I'll have a brand new ring on my finger.
Now, is Mrs. Catherwood, is the beautiful Jenny listening at home right now, is she pleased with this development, do you think?
No.
Because this is her way out? Or
she
do you
would
think
be. If she heard it, she would be excited, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's no possibility that she's awake and listening, but if she was,
she's looking for a way to dump the dead weight.
Especially to a nice guy like Mike.
Isn't she already planning her escape with Dave?
Well, oh, that is true. Dave is stealing her and Bean's wife both. So.
It is weird that Dave is so much manlier than Mike is. It's hilarious when you actually think about it, but the women do prefer him. It's crazy. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, I'm satisfied. All we wanted to do was make an introduction here today, and if there's love in the air, I say you guys pursue it and get back to us. Let us know how it goes. This is good news.
All right. Thank
you,
guys.
Thank you, Micah.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Good luck to both of you.
You guys think about maybe 15 minutes or so for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. If you want to go, you're single and looking, you can join us Friday night in Hollywood. We are going to spread them, thanks to Ashton Kutcher's new movie called Spread. They're picking up the tab for the big party at Bardot. You can call now, 21 and up, 1-800-520-1067, and we'll take your calls coming up. Right now, Rob's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
That's what Mike and Micah were doing just in the men's room.
You know?
Spread them.
Yeah.
I want to give you one final heads up about the Pee Wee Herman Show, live on stage in Hollywood. Pee Wee Herman is returning to his stage roots. That's where the whole thing got started for Paul Rubens from Pee Wee Herman fame. It's coming in November. 17 performances only. Begins November the 8th. And tickets went on sale today at 8 a.m. And I believe there still are a few tickets remaining, but they're selling out quickly. So you want to go to Ticketmaster.com or all other Ticketmaster outlets if you'd like to buy your tickets for the Pee Wee Herman Show live on stage at the Music Box at the Fonda. So
check it out.
It's going to be great. See him live.
Been a while.
I think you can still get, I hope you can, the original stage version that was done at the Groundlings Theater. Was an HBO special, I think, before Pee-wee got his movie and then his TV series. I think you can still get that on DVD if you...
I think so, yeah.
You get a chance. You get to see a young Phil Hartman.
Really?
Also,
wow.
Co-starred with Pee-wee as Captain Carl, which is one of my favorite characters. And Miss Yvonne's in there, and... this was the days before Lawrence Fishburne was
right.
In the cast.
I forgot he was in it.
Yeah, very, very funny show. You can check it out. Well, you know that big earthquake they had off the coast of Japan?
Yeah.
Now we know what caused it.
Really?
Jessica Simpson was in town. Apparently shooting her show The Price of Beauty. She was in Japan when it hit. And apparently she slipped in the tub or something.
You mean she slipped
the tub? Work to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
7.1.
Wow.
When she hit it.
It's pretty big.
She fell out of bed or
somebody
something.
Somebody falling out of bed.
Well,
yeah. I know. I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you. She said it was like hallucinating going through the experience.
Was it a rolling action?
I believe it was a rolling action. Everything was shaking.
Yeah.
We lost some dishes. Them Crooked Vultures, the new supergroup made up of Dave Grohl, Josh Homme from Queen of the Stone Age, Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones, made its live debut Sunday night in Chicago. Everyone who was there said it was amazing, but they didn't know any of the songs.
They're doing all original stuff.
They only did songs from the forthcoming Them Crooked Vultures debut CD, which has no release date and no one's heard, so it was brand new music from these guys. But still, everyone who was there said it was phenomenal.
That'd be cool.
Aren't you guys a little bit surprised that Jack White isn't in that band somehow?
Yeah, he does seem to be in every music project available.
Remember I told you I wouldn't do any Michael Jackson news until there was news to report?
Yes. Right.
One of those things, in my mind, being the autopsy report.
Right.
Well, the autopsy results are finished, but you will not get to hear any of them.
Ever?
Well, here's the thing. It is still a criminal investigation.
Oh.
And so the L.A. County Coroner's Office said the police want to keep the details of the autopsy sealed while detectives try to piece together of what exactly led to Michael Jackson's death. So there is no word on when the results of the autopsy and toxicology reports will be made public.
Why can't they do their work and release it at the same time? Why do they
have
to...
It's an ongoing investigation, and usually they don't release information about ongoing investigations.
The only thing I could think, I was trying to piece this together yesterday, is they're going after this Conrad Murray guy, the live-in doc for Michael Jackson, and maybe they're trying to figure out a way to tie him to each of the drugs, or many of the drugs, that were found in Jackson's body.
Oh,
maybe they want to get that wrapped up before they officially comment on what was in his system.
All right.
Can you believe the Beatles are still making news in this day and age?
No!
Saturday was the 40th anniversary of the cover shoot for the Beatles' Abbey Road album. Familiar with that that picture, famous
picture? Across the Street, is that
Walking
the one?
Across the Street, yeah.
All right.
40th anniversary.
How exciting.
Hundreds of people showed up to the intersection, Kevin, to get photos of themselves walking across that street.
Those people are bad.
They had a live webcam of the event, too, by the way, all day long.
Did you watch it?
I didn't, no, but I'm sure a lot of people did.
Bean didn't watch it, please. So
I didn't
you
watch it.
You watched it.
I'm the one who brought it up. Why would I then lie about it?
You watched it.
I'm just telling you it existed.
Watched it. Why is the dollar so low on Abbey Road?
The cops say that traffic accidents have increased at that location tenfold in the past 9 years because more and more fans are stopping traffic to have their picture taken on that crossing.
Excellent.
It's getting so bad that officials say they might have to move the crossing to a less crowded area to prevent accidents.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Yes,
I mean, isn't
it? Yeah.
Aren't they trying to go to that location?
Yes, they are. Where the picture was taken?
Yes.
So they might have to move the actual crosswalk to a different location to get across that street because people keep going there. I think let's just close it down.
Just put up a light.
Yeah, or put like broken glass there.
Yeah.
Spikes.
I like it.
One of those tiger cages. At least have a nom. like a false top, and then you step on there and you go right through to a tiger cage and you get like those bamboo spikes
right up your
hiney hole.
Yes.
Memories.
I like it. You don't have any memories of that.
You weren't a nom, you dork.
There are some photos that all tourists have to take. If you go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you got to take the picture of you making it look like you're holding the building up. And this is just one of those that everybody who goes to that intersection says, hey, I got to get a picture of me walking across the street, I guess.
No.
Thin the herd.
Stop doing that.
Just let the cars run them over.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Asher Roth is 24 years old today. Chris Kelly of Criss Cross. Make you want to
jump, jump.
He is 31 years old. Ashley Jensen from Ugly Betty and from
Extras
is 41 years old. Joe Rogan, our buddy from UFC and Fear Factor News Radio. And Kevin Beans.
It's a weird
April
clapping.
Foolishness Comedy Spectacular.
It's not committed.
Joe. Yeah, I like him.
First it was Mike, then it was Bean by himself.
Yeah. It's weird. I thought it was a scene from a musical or something. They're doing America from West Side Story.
Yeah, that was not.
It was not. It was not overwhelming applause.
We need to rehearse.
And wrestler, actor, host Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 56th birthday today. Happy birthday, Hulkster! What are your plans to celebrate your 56th?
Let me tell you something, brother. This is Bean, and you can call me Beanamania. You can call me Ambean. You can call me Taco Bean. You can call me Jelly Bean. But the one thing you got to know is that Beanamania is going to run wild on you, brother. So what's it going to do when Beanamania destroys you?
That's a good impression.
Hulk doing a Bean impression.
That is a good impression. You got
kind of the opposite of what you were looking for.
Exactly the opposite of what I was looking for.
I know, right?
At least you weren't on another website during my Showbiz Beat this time, so that's good.
Oh, he was. Just didn't tell you.
Did you go to Ticketmaster.com to try to buy tickets for the Pee Wee Herman show, Bean?
I heard on our show this morning that they went on sale at 8, and I thought they'd probably sell out, so I wanted to be right ready at 8 o'clock when they went on sale.
Did you go on there to buy them?
I did.
Yeah, but you don't live here.
I understand.
You live on an island off the Great Pacific Northwest.
I asked him about that. I said,
how would you go to that show? You would have to come down here to see the show.
Yeah, I haven't worked that part through yet, but I do now have tickets and now have the option.
All right.
At least. Got the option.
That's what you need is options that you won't use.
Actually, Bean could use some more options. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You want to come in, you're going to have to go to the end of the line. Wait like everybody else.
I'm not going to go to the end of the line. Who the are you? I have just as much of a right to be here as any of these little skanky girls. What, am I not skanky enough for you?
That's correct.
Yes, we need more skanks.
See, this is the problem with the Hollywood clubs and the velvet rope, man. That's why you want to be on the inside. That's why you want to be on the list and join us this Friday night. It's the Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em at Bardot's Singles Party. Taking your calls right now.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to spread 'em.
Yeah, go right in, baby. Yeah, next.
Hey, I'm here for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party.
What'd you say your name was?
I'm Chad. My name's Chad.
Man, get the f*** out of here, you punk-ass bitch. Everybody listen up. If you want to spread 'em at Bardot with Kevin and Bean, you need to be on the list. All right, next.
Hey, Chad, do you think you can sound less like Psycho Mike?
No.
I'm glad Charmaine's not the club to spell. I'm glad she's there to spread them.
All right, at least Omar's trying to be in character, Mike. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-520-1067, or you can go to facebook.com/KevinandBean if you want to enter that way, getting a lot of great reaction from our Facebook friends. Where do you guys want to start? Because we all have our separate lists, and we're all trying to populate them with just the right people for the party Friday.
Let's start with Megan, who is not on that line. Okay, hold on.
Can't start with her there, then.
No. Sorry.
There we go.
Hey, all Megan.
Right. Hi, guys.
Hey, Megan. Hey, Megan.
26 years old. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I do sales, and I travel a lot, and so I don't really get a chance to go out with too many guys, so I thought this might be a good way.
Hmm. If you're in sales, now, you travel a lot. You get to bang a lot of strangers in hotels, though, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of picky, though.
Oh, one of those.
So you want to go to one of our parties?
Picky is those women.
Picky is not good.
Yeah, our parties are not the place for picky. I got to tell you. You got to be pretty accepting to come to our party.
Maybe by picky she means she's not looking for a one-night stand.
Again, who needs her then?
Well, now, hold on a second here.
This isn't freaking Match.com.
All right, she said she wouldn't go that far. She's open to the idea.
I was trying to help you, Megan.
Yeah.
Megan, what are you selling?
Actually, testing for electronics.
Testing
for electronics. That's
F and shaky.
It's fandshaky.com.
What does that even mean?
Panels and renewable energies and stuff have to go through testing before you can put it up and, you know,
that's an exciting industry right there.
Green jobs. You're growing green jobs.
Mm. Yeah.
She said, hell yeah, by the way.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, the thing I like about Megan is she's given us very little to go on that's of any interest, but she sounds like a positive, happy person. And that's what I think a lot of people would be attracted to. The fact that she can laugh while she's on the phone with us.
True.
I think shows something nice about
her. Is that what
that's
it takes?
True. Really? That's all it takes?
Someone who can laugh on the phone with us?
She has a sense of humor about herself.
All right, so
Bean, you got a list?
You have a list.
Megan, would you disappoint me if I put you on the list? Am I going to regret it?
Oh, definitely not.
All right. All right. I'm gonna put you on my list then, Megan.
When you step on a surfboard,
you're on my list.
When you step on a surfboard, does it bow?
Does it sink right to the bottom?
Come on.
No, it does not.
All right. We're just curious.
Surfers
not
are
a lot
not
of fat girls surfing.
That's right. That's usually the case.
Look,
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to find out the facts, ma'am.
I'm just saying.
And Miss Cleo also put that she was hot with two T's up there, and I think that may be hotter than regular hot, and that's kind of what I'm going for as well.
Yeah.
Hot. I don't know that we should guarantee that that's what she meant to type.
All right. By the way, save for another day, I know we make fun of Miss Cleo for being a poor speller. Misspelling the word hot may be a new low when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It is really just a three-letter word.
It's just a three-letter word.
Not anymore.
All right, let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself, why you need to join us Friday night.
All right, well, I recently got out of a relationship about a month ago. I went to a wedding and realized I never want to get married. It's so selfish to have all these people go down just for that one day and get all dressed up and watch you walk down the aisle, eat some bad cake, and talk to older people on why not to get married.
Yeah.
Wait, so you don't want to get married or you don't want to have a wedding?
I don't want to have a wedding. I don't want to get married. I don't want kids. I just want some new tunes.
Okay.
He's not on my list.
New Poon.
Is it the new Twilight sequel? Is called New Poon, isn't it?
If it is, I'm first in line.
I don't think it is.
Weird.
All right. What do we think about Robert?
Yeah. Not on my list.
Not on Lisa's list. That's all right.
A lot of anger coming out of the chute with Robert.
Yeah.
You got a long list of things you don't want, but very little of what you do want except a vagina, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but I just want to make sure we're not reading you incorrectly. That's your message here today, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And also, just have a good time. I'm a fun guy. I work in client service, so I deal with a lot of, you know, irate customers. And it'd be nice to go out and meet some interesting people, have a few drinks, fall down, see what happens.
He's really selling it. I like that fall down is part of the plan.
It doesn't come as a surprise to him when he gets totally hammered on Friday night, right?
Most people, that's a surprise to, but not him. All right, I'm going to say my list is pretty good. You, Ralph?
I don't think I have a lot of room on my list either.
Lisa?
Nope.
Bean?
It's kind of tight here.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame.
Sorry, Robert.
Thanks for calling.
You don't want to start with I hate.
No, I didn't like that attitude.
Really?
Kind of negative, yeah. All right, we don't have much time, but I do want to give Verna a chance to sell herself here. She's on line 5. Hey, Verna, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the big singles party this coming Friday night in Hollywood. By the way, did we mention
DJ Omar Khan?
Going to be there spinning the hits.
How did we get him?
That's true.
That's great.
That's true. Verna?
Yes.
Strike one.
Hi, how are you?
That's not her fault.
Don't hold her name against her.
Verna.
I guarantee you it's not spelled like it's up here on the board.
Is that not a strike one for anyone else but me?
It's an Italian name.
Oh. All right, then. Just the opposite of what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not Italian, though.
We couldn't tell.
All right, sad girl, what's going on? What's your deal?
Well, I'm 27 years old. I'm short. I'm like 5'9". No, 4'9". I'm sorry.
4'9"?
4'9"!
That is legal midget. I mean, people McNugget. That is. That's legally a small person.
Look, if you're not tall enough to ride the rides at Disneyland, you're not tall enough to come to our event. I'm sorry.
How dare you? I'd like to say that I'm more attracted to her because she's...
Yeah, you can't eliminate her.
She's a little person.
A Hispanic girl that short, there's a good chance she could have freakish boobs, too.
It's true. It does happen that way.
What are you packing in the chest area, Verna?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Freakish good or bad?
Yeah. Freakish good. Freakish she's good. 4'9". Yeah,
a little
so
girl with
like
giant cans, that's a good look.
Look like Miss Cleo's boobs on her.
What are you rocking there in the pectoral region?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Stop.
What size is your bra, Verna?
Excuse me?
All right.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And by the way, here's a tip for all of you. Turn your radio down. It makes it so much easier to hear us on the phone. All right. Are we out of time for right now?
Yes, we are, actually.
I think we are. Okay. We'll take some more off the air. You can continue to call throughout the week. And again, another way to enter is through our Facebook page. If you want to be a friend of Kevin and Bean, you can do that at Facebook.com, Kevin and Bean, and all the details at KevinandBean.com. So bad news if you're the family of Billy Mays. You've got this guy. It's sad enough. You've lost your, you know, you've lost your father, your husband, your kids, whatever. But then his name gets trashed when the toxicology report comes out. Everybody has all these warm and fuzzy feelings about the great Billy Mays, TV's greatest pitch man ever. And then the toxicology report comes out, and it turned out he was just a walk-in pharmacy. Just there's very few drugs you could name that the dude wasn't on.
Vicodin, oxycodone, Xanax, Valium. He had pretty much everything in his system. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And by the way, you don't take cocaine and take antidepressants at the same time, do you? I mean, doesn't it seem like those would kind of counter each other?
Yeah. These people are not thinking straight, usually.
I'm guessing not.
When they're doing that.
Anyway, we got a lot of questions for Billy Mays. Of course, we're fans as well. Had him on our show not too long before he died, but we thought we'd fire up the old hotline to heaven and get Mr. Mays on and see what the deal is with all these drugs in his system.
Hello, heaven.
Hi, Billy Mays for cocaine. Oh, Billy. What's going on, dude? We miss you. How are you?
How much would you pay for an 8-ball of blow? Probably a lot, but not anymore. Because not only will I sell you an 8-ball of the finest great Peruvian snow, but also I'll throw in the blow chopper. That's right, the blow chopper makes even straight lines every time.
Wow, that's great.
If you order now, I'll also throw in Mr. Jiffy Straw. Jiffy Straw puts it right up your nose. No muss, no fuss, and no excess blow powder on the outside of your nose for that telltale giveaway. How about Mr. Bindle? That's right, put all your excess cocaine into Mr. Bindle. Made from safe, non-toxic plastic, guaranteed not to set off metal detectors in the airport when you're trying to get to Vegas to party.
Wow. That's all useful information.
But wait, if you order today, I'll also throw in Valium, Xanax, oxycodone, Vicodin, alcohol. That is a $4,000 value. All yours for just $24.99.
How can you possibly offer that deal?
I stock them deep and sell them cheap.
That does sound remarkable. I'm so surprised to hear you trying to move all this stuff from heaven. It just seems like, I don't know, once you get to heaven, you're not pushing drugs anymore.
Are you kidding me? They get the greatest stuff up here. It's pure. Any more questions?
Yes. In fact, I'm wondering because
if you run out, the bit's over.
No, we got nothing but questions. I'm curious. You're so famous for the way you present your stuff on television. Is it because of the drugs? Is that what kept you so fired up?
Why do you think I'd be on drugs? Do I sound like a kind of guy who'd be on cocaine?
Well, yes. Yeah, you kind of do. But we never really thought about that before this toxicology report came out.
I owe my career to Booger Sugar.
Yeah, we thought you were just enthusiastic about the OxyClean. That's all we figured.
Enthusiastic about cocaine.
All right, well, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, good talk to you, too.
Okay, bye now.
I've got a question on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know Ralph won't mind giving up 30 seconds of his showbiz for this line of questioning.
Give
which
it
is,
up.
If you started watching an episode of Mad Men and thought it was really good, and yes. also heard everybody you know talking about what a great show it is, and then went on to see it win all the Emmys for Best TV Show, what prevented you from continuing on and seeing more of it?
My busy schedule.
Stop it. I say that every time and you don't do anything.
I have so many things to do and so little time to do it that I just can't. I can't even keep up with the shows I like that are on now.
How long does it take you to set something on fire? It's the only thing I ever hear you doing other than your job.
I see
you here working.
I do
quotes,
set a lot of fires.
And then I see you setting stuff on fire. That's all I know about it.
He says he doesn't have time in his busy schedule to watch television, but he's watched the Guitar Quiro episode of South Park 400 times.
Well, that's true because that's funny.
That's why. Yeah, that's a funny show.
He can't miss an episode of Whale Wars, but he can't.
I love Whale Wars.
He can't check out the DVD box set of Mad Men that he's got sitting on the shelf.
I'm gonna check it out.
It comes back this weekend. It comes back Sunday. New episode.
That's why we
of
bring
Mad
it up.
Man.
Well,
it'll be a good time. You're only three seasons behind.
I don't see myself catching up by Sunday, though. Right? So what's the point?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
No, you just watch some more Cake Boss. Just enjoy some more Cake Boss.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't bother with Mad Men. Emmy award-winning Mad Men. Just make sure you watch more Cake Boss.
Oh, he does make some amazing cakes.
Oh, man.
Just say that.
All right. Well, besides Mad Men coming back Sunday night, which we could not be more excited about. And by the way, Ralph, did you get the pictures I sent you of Christina Hendricks?
Jeez,
did you
see come on with her.
Is she unbelievable?
She's a redhead?
Diabolically hot.
Yes.
Yeah. She is just built like, literally like a brick S-house.
Yep.
Yeah, she's amazing. Anyway, we're very excited about that. What else is going on in Hollywood right now?
Well, speaking of hot chicks and nude photos, Ashley Green, star of Twilight.
Liz still up?
I keep chasing them around the internet. Somebody takes them down and another site puts them up.
So you can probably find them if you look hard enough. And trust me, you will look hard.
Yeah!
There's nude photos of her. We're not sure exactly where they come from, but we know they're her because her lawyers said as much and are starting to sue people and make people take them down.
Yeah, they're getting taken down as fast as they get put up. So,
and I love that she took them herself, too. I love that.
Yeah. It's three just jaw-dropping pictures of her completely in the nude, as we say, and she looks as if she's
quite good
using a depilatory as well.
Poor Chinese theater. Poor Grom's Chinese theater.
Why? What happened?
They've just been getting the raw end of the steak lately.
The raw end of the steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's been going through some hard times. It was, of course, a quintessential Hollywood landmark for many years.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then the people that owned it sold it to Mann. Remember Mann Theater chain? Yes. Had it for
right.
a while. It was Mann's
right.
Chinese Theater.
Right.
Then it went back to the Grauman's Chinese Theater. And now the owners, the current owners, are trying to unload it yet again.
They want to sell it.
Nobody wants to own it because
nobody wants to own it. I don't know.
They must not be filling it up, you know?
But they have all the big premieres there. Yeah. And they've got the other screens there at Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
It's got all the Chinese. No, it doesn't have any Chinese, actually. But it's got all those footprints and handprints in front. You know, it's an historical landmark.
It seems like tourists go there. But
you would think it would make a boom. But no, apparently not. And they're trying to sell it. So if you got a couple bucks, you want to buy a theater.
They sold it for $2?
It's up on the market.
You should buy that, Ralph. That'd be so cool if you owned it.
I would
Ralph's Chinese Theater.
I like it. It's got a nice ring to it. And I cannot believe this. Fox has announced they are airing a 2-hour documentary on the Octomom August 19th, next Wednesday.
I believe I've seen enough of her.
I really thought maybe that wave had crested and we weren't going to be subjected to any more Octomom.
No.
Well, we're not on a daily basis, but they think we'll watch for 2 hours?
2 hours.
You say 2 hours?
No.
Wow.
Nadia Suleiman in Octomom, the incredible unseen footage.
No.
What could we not have seen at this point?
That's a good
point. Feeding her kids?
Not feeding her kids?
Singing them a lullaby? I mean, what is there of interest left for this woman? She's getting her own reality show after this as well, so take her for what it's worth.
It is weird. I mean, because of the way the whole thing came down and all the controversy around who was paying for the kids and everything, it really backfired on her because most people who have these huge litters really are able to turn it into something. I mean, there's a lot of goodwill toward most of these families that have the 6, 7, 8 kids. But everybody hates her. And I think that she's pretty limited as to what she can do because the public just doesn't have an appetite for her.
You're right.
Well, everybody else, it seems like it's an accident. You know, most of them.
Right.
Well, it's never an accident when you have 6 or 7. I mean, that's you trying. The multiple births, anyway, is what you're. I mean, you know that possibility exists because of the way you get pregnant.
She already had
like that,
4,
but
and one of them was already special needs.
She was shooting. 6. She was shooting for a large number.
Yeah. 6. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. She had 6.
She was aggressively fertile.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a bad person.
And Jack Black's just been announced is going to star in a new video game. You'll be doing the voice of a roadie who fights evil in a new heavy metal video game called Brutal Legend.
I like
it. The game features more than 100 songs by artists such as Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Megadeth, Motorhead, and more.
It's all about you.
Psycho Mike's eyes have just glazed over. He's never been more excited. You can look forward to hitting stores in Rocktober.
Yeah. Rocktober!
Yeah.
Here we go. It's right around the corner.
Rocktober the 13th is when that
game will hit stores, so look for Brutal Legend at a video game store near you.
Maybe you and your new gay boyfriend, Micah, can get together and play Brutal Legend. Maybe that would be a date for you.
I plan on playing that.
There's something well brutal going on in that room.
Hide the cockatoo is what we're planning on playing.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
Like there was no warning of a big open hole.
Today's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores. You might want to pick up Designing Women Season 2, the box set.
Yeah.
How long ago did that show go off the air?
What was that show?
I don't know why they're parsing it out so slowly.
Years ago or
but Season 2.
Longer than that. It was like 25, 30 years ago. God. What's the rush?
I love you, man.
Great movie.
No, it's not about a movie. I'm just talking to Kevin.
Oh.
Thanks, man.
No, it's Paul Rudd, Jason Segel. I love you, man. His store is today. 17 again, the new Zac Efron film.
Don't give him a bell.
Sick.
You speak for us with the bell.
I thought we were talking about my sweet Zach.
Zach! Mr. Efron! Did you get my letters?
902.
Hey, check out that flaming queen.
90210. The new CW version of Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes.
First season is available on...
Oh, yes.
DVD. And Lisa Rinna, Dance Body Beautiful Hip Hop Ballroom.
Yes.
The instructional video by Lisa Rinna on how to dance is available today as well. So
by the way, I should also mention that video games usually come out on Tuesdays like movies do, but because it's such a big deal, Madden comes out on Friday. It gets its own special day. So Friday, Madden 2010.
Mike couldn't just... Wait till Friday.
Madden.
Couldn't wait.
Madden.
He's been around Dave too long.
Yeah. Oh, Madden.
Madden.
I love the Madden. Today's celebrity birthdays. Asher Roth is 24 years old.
Hello.
Chris Kelly of Criss Cross. Make you want to.
Jump.
Is 31. Ashley Jensen from Extras and Ugly Betty turns 41. Joe Rogan, our buddy from the UFC, Fear Factor, News Radio. Stand-up comedy. 42 years old today. An actor.
He sure is cool, isn't he?
He sure is. An actor, wrestler. Hulk Hogan celebrates his 56th birthday. Of course, we've been talking to Hulkster all morning long. Hulkster, how are you going to celebrate your big 5'6"?
I'm not really.
You didn't see that coming?
That was the worst one of them all.
I didn't really think about it.
We did it at 5:50, 6:50, 7:50, 8:50, and now 9:50.
And I've been going to him at the end of every...
And it's a
continuously surprise.
Yes. Wow.
All right, you guys be cool and eat fruit.
I've never been more disappointed in Bean, and that's saying something.
That is saying something.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. How about tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show? Worth tuning in for or no?
Nope. Okay. Yes, actually it is. We got some more singles tickets.
Yes.
Spread them at Bardot. Speaking of Spread, the new movie, we have Ashton Kutcher on the program tomorrow. We are going to talk about OCD tomorrow because that's fascinating to us.
Mm-hmm. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, they're going to be on the show.
Compulsive Disorder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the name of this one. And Captain Paul Watson from Whale Wars. Come on!
Captain!
Who's with me?
We can't get John Hamm from Mad Men on, but we sure can get the Whale War guy.
That guy is the captain of the ship.
The cake boss is coming by the end of the week then, I'm sure. Whatever else Kevin is watching.
That's tomorrow morning.
Don't go away, though, because Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. What do we think about this Owl City Fireflies song? What's the ruling on that one, you guys?
Way flimsy.
All right.
We're going way flimsy.
The kids love it. It's part of 40 Minutes Nonstop. Also, some Alien Ant Farm. We also got The Offspring in there, Silver Sun Pickups, The Living End, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.